to the Interactive Distractions Podcast, episode number 106.
106.
What?
Yeah. My name is Jeff Chorney.
Wait, what the fuck am I doing here?
Hold on a second. Sorry. You haven't been introduced yet. Okay. People don't know who you are.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes. We got sitting over here, all the way in Atlanta. We got the first official time he's been on the show as a member of Interactive Distractions, Mr. Travis Baum.
What's up, yo?
Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
Welcome.
And that other voice, if you do not know, that's a very special guest from Indus Videos, Jason A. Stryker.
I thought I got rid of this motherfucker last week.
I got to show you the ropes, yo. No, you guys are not done with me just yet, but soon.
It's like training.
I think this one's pretty much it. I don't know how you guys wrote me into this one.
But. Yeah, well, people are going to miss you, Jason. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of people were pretty outspoken, like, oh, no, Jason's leaving, and heartfelt letters. And
a whole thread.
I know, they think they're being funny. Their insincerity hurts. So, speaking of missing people, who are we missing today?
We are missing Mr. Christopher Riccio, the usual master of ceremonies, as you will.
Why?
He's actually down in Florida. He's visiting. Who's he visiting? Visiting family there, I believe.
No, actually,
well, he said he had a timeshare. Right?
Yeah, he's got a timeshare down in Orlando or whatever. So he's going to go down there, stay at the hotel there, and visit some of our peeps.
Yeah,
that's what I meant by Kill family. Nine, I mean, he's like, go see Kill
Reekin.
Nine. Double
yeah, Reekin was there. Yeah,
that's right.
I'm jealous.
Awesome. Well, this week on the show, we're going to do the usual weekly distractions, followed up by, we have a new news reporter doing up news this week. See how that goes. Take a little bit of a break, come back with our feature of the week, which is multi-platform games. What things make you sway for one version or the other if you happen to have both platforms? We're going to hit up some new releases.
I sway both ways for you.
That's what I like to hear. Yeah, I'll do some new releases, get into some listener email, and then we'll wrap things up, go over some announcements or whatnot. So until then, Travis, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, buddy. Doing good. I have been so nervous since I found out that, you know, I was taking over the spot. You know, I told you guys before we recorded the last show that I was, oh, man, I'm not that. I mean, I'm nervous, but this is okay. It's a substitute job.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, I've been pulling my hair out all week.
Here, let me move the bucket underneath you. You got it in my pants last time.
That's what she said.
You fit in just fine. Don't worry about it. Just be yourself. Be your normal goofy self, and everything will work out.
Yeah, but it's been good. It's been a good week. You know, they changed the status, me over to the podcast status on the site, and everybody has been really, really, you know, welcoming to the site. I mean, like, Sam Jividen sent me a welcome to the family email. It's been a really, really good week. Mm-hmm. You know, for that, I really enjoyed it. But today I woke up and I was like, oh, it's official. I got to do the podcast today. And I am like so nervous. And but it's been good. It's been good. You guys are good. And I know, we're having
a good
time.
I got to ask, though, when your name was turned green, did you go into the show box and just, like, start talking? Or was it, like, was it right away that day when you had, you were part of the official VG Evo?
It was,
of the podcast?
People, like, you know, like Sam and Random, like, oh, look who's green. And I was like, oh, I am looking a little green in the gills, aren't I? And, but actually, it was Twitter that blew up, believe it or not. I think I had, like, 35, new Twitter followers in one day. They just blew up after that all happened. So that was interesting and everything. I love the attention. It's good. It's a nice.
Awesome,
and,
awesome.
But yeah, it was good. And so that pretty much working has pretty much been the week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jason.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yo. How you been doing, man? It's been a while.
I thought I was done with you guys, but I guess not. So yeah, I was really looking forward to the week off, but yeah, here I am again. What do you know?
I know. It sucks, doesn't it?
No, it has been, you know, I hate to use that cliche, roller coaster. This really is a very, very bittersweet thing, you know, that I'm leaving the regular audio show, but then I keep remembering, it's like, you guys are going to hear, like, a ton of me, actually, besides this show. Between the videos and the special video reviews,
exactly.
I'm going to be all over the place. So.
And these are looking really, really good. I mean, the listeners haven't got a chance to get a peek of this stuff, and it is amazing what we are doing. I'm really excited about it, because it's becoming more than a podcast. It's going to be a really good Indus experience, and I'm pumped for it. And it's really all Jason.
So.
I mean, with Jason leaving it, yeah, it is sad, but this is massive.
This is a big move. This is a good step. positive step, I think, and a necessary one, I think, because we've all wanted to do a little bit more than just the audio show. You know, we've always wanted to do video reviews, and, you know, we've always wanted to do stuff with companies, you know, have them send us, you know, review copies. So if we're doing this sort of thing, it'll be a little more enticing, I guess.
Yeah,
so
three people can't do that, especially the way everything's set up. So it just made sense. And that's Jason's area of expertise. So believe it or not, if you think he's a good podcaster, wait until you see his video stuff, because, yeah.
Wow, okay. Wow. Now there's pressure. Oh,
no pressure.
Oh, boy.
We're all in this together, but if the video screw up, it's your fault.
Exactly.
Well, hopefully by the time that you guys listen to this, we should have the new site up, a little bit of content. You know, obviously, we've had videos in the past. We'll have all those up. We should have at least one or two reviews, one of them written. We might have a video review by then, but we'll see. But yeah, I've been very, very busy with that. That's been consuming like the past week or so since we stopped recording last week. So,
cool.
So yeah, busy, busy.
Nice. Yeah, not much is happening in my corner as per usual. November is over. It's now December, and it was actually the first November in it might even be in like history that it didn't snow in Toronto. So
wow.
I kind of laughed today when I saw people and some of our friends over in Milwaukee and stuff and Chicago or wherever, and they got some snow. And I was like, ha, ha, ha,
suckers.
It ain't that cold here yet.
That's weird, though. That's weird.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow tomorrow, though. We'll see what happens. But yeah, not too busy on my end, so except for playing some games here and there. So might as well jump right into that. So Travis, what were you playing last week?
Well, you're actually going to hear this a lot. So I was talking to Jason yesterday, and I decided to call this every time my first game is going to be my mandatory Modern Warfare. Mandatory Modern Warfare, and man, I played a lot of it. I think I got up to level 40, so I'm climbing up to my prestige.
Dear God,
isn't prestige now 80 or something like that?
70, I believe.
Is it 70?
70, okay. I believe. Yeah, it was 55 last game, and 70 this time. So it's going to take a considerably more time, more effort to really get up there. Because, man, it's taken a long time. 39 to 40 took about a good 24 hours. Granted, I'm working in between, but it took a while and everything. But we played a lot, a whole lot. And I had some really good matches. Let me tell you, man, these VG Evo guys are no joke. whenever I see them pop up on the opposite team, I am quick to invite them into the party because I want to know Potate is a beast with a shotgun. I just, you know, you can't mess with him.
And that's not a surprise. He's using a shotgun.
It's the wind stick.
It's the Sagat of Modern Warfare. That's the new
makes
cannon.
Sense. Is that what they call him?
Yeah.
About playing with Animated Fan, good games with Jack Bauer, Eddie Kusanagi, Jarlask. Yeah. Andrew Thomas. Good guy.
He's not really bad.
He's not bad.
I kind of like him.
Right. He's good. Yeah, and then you know, my buddy Boondock, we were at his hall having a good time playing some matches. Been doing that all night. I've been pulling the Jason mode and staying up all night long, waking up with just enough time to get to work. It's been fun. But aside from the mandatory warfares, got into Dragon Age a little bit. Got about 2 or 3 hours into it. Not enough to get into the meat of the game because
right.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm right now. I'm kind of bound within the storyline. I'm not able to go out into the world and do something.
Yeah, you're still kind of doing your origin stuff, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll talk more about that when I get more into it.
Yeah, make sure to set a lot of time aside and plans that you had before, get ready to cancel them unknowingly because it kind of sucks you in.
It happens, dude.
Oh, that
seriously,
game gets
time
better?
Just flies.
Almost everyone I speak to, they kind of say the same thing. The origin stories are kind of interesting, but then it does kind of set off a little bit slow. But once it gets those hooks in you, I'd say about maybe, I don't know. It's the only game that didn't do this to me with BioWare was Mass Effect, where it was kind of hooked right away. But even KOTOR, I felt the first 4 hours of KOTOR were boring as hell.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of picked up. And that's, I don't know. Dragon Age is the same for me. And I love it.
I don't even remember the hooks sinking in, for real. I just remember seeing the sun coming up. And I knew at that point, it's like, oh, shit. This is going to be dangerous.
Work's calling you, Jason. Where are you? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday night. It's actually Thursday, and it's about noon.
I thought it was still Sunday. Shit.
Well, the game, actually, Dragon Age really reminds me of World of Warcraft a little bit. I mean, you got the addiction factor, the staying up till the sun comes up factor, but just when you're out, just how you fight And when you're out into the field and everything, you're not, you just press in a button and the guy just starts hacking away. It just kind of reminds me of that, of the 1 week of modern war. I mean, of Warcraft that I played.
Of Warcraft.
Yeah, I played 1 week and I was like, this is too addictive.
I can kind of see that. It's definitely not arcadey at all. It's kind of auto mode. You set, AI for everybody.
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But let's see what else. I dug into a little bit of Madden 10, like I do every week. Love my Maddens. You know, I cannot find a good Madden tournament. It's pissing me off.
Sorry for interrupting, Travis. Yeah. One thing you bring in here that we didn't really have before is someone else who likes some sports balls.
Oh,
yeah.
And first-person shooters.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, yeah.
That may or may not have been a deciding factor. I have my reasons for choosing my replacement.
But yeah, I love my Madden, and they did a really good job this year. I think this is the first time I actually got a chance to actually speak about it on the show. But, I mean, this is definitely the best Madden that I've ever played. And it's a shame that the 1 year that I'm really, really into it. I mean, I've always been decent at the game, but the 1 year that I'm like, okay, this game's great, I want to go competition. There's nothing around here. Like, you would think with the gaming competitions with like Street Fighter and all these fighting games, there would be some sort of
the shit's out there for real. There's a couple of rinky dink ones. There was one major one that was through Impact Clash, who does a lot of Street Fighter and fighting game stuff.
Right.
But they would also do a big Madden tournament as well. So I'll look into it for you.
Yeah,
I'll try and
do
find
that.
Something.
I want to try to kick someone's ass.
Like besides mine.
Besides
Jesus Christ.
And then when I'm not playing all those games, I'm pretty much polishing up Assassin's Creed 2. I'm on the last stretch of the, collecting the 100 feathers, which is kind of like the flags in the last game.
Kind of gay
as well. And
I'm just
trying to like, you shut your mouth. it's still a great game. I mean, I just have a good time just like running from building to building, rooftop to rooftop.
With your fancy Italian men.
With my fancy Italian
collecting
men.
Collecting feathers.
And
there's lots more where that came from. Don't worry, Travis.
Oh, thanks. They told me they were going to be harassing me all episode. This is my my lashing.
Exactly, it's the initiation.
So I'll shut up now.
So you're done?
I'm done.
No, let's talk about this. For real. I am actually intrigued in this game. I wanted nothing to do with the first one for whatever reason, just because I thought it was kind of. I didn't think it was very deep, right?
And it wasn't. It wasn't at all. I mean, aside from the fact that it played pretty well, and mm-hmm. it looked gorgeous.
Right.
That was it. I even heard a couple of other reviews and previews and other people say that Assassin's Creed 2 makes the first one look like a glorified tech demo. Like, it's
cool.
It's so further advanced.
Gameplay-wise, yes.
Gameplay-wise, I find it kind of the same.
Really?
And
that's what I'm kind of worried about, actually.
Well, you know, the actual platforming is the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you play the last one, that's pretty much what you're going to get in terms of... Now, they sped it up a little bit.
All right.
They sped it up, so it kind of like makes zipping from one end of the city to the other a little bit faster. And then the combat's a little bit the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember actually we were in the thread, and I was... Scott was actually concerned that I was like, well, the combat's the same. And I was like, don't worry about that, because instead of just the rinky-dink guys that you're fighting against in the first one where you just do those one-hit kills, and there's those counterattack kills... they actually, in the middle of a fight, maybe it'll be 1-on-8, you'll have a couple of guys with the rinky-dink swords, but then you'll also, mm-hmm. on top of that, have a couple of guys with halberds and then a couple of guys with axes, and you can't do those one-hit kills with that sword. You have to, like, on the fly, like, you know, pull out, you know, a different weapon on the fly and try to see if that counterattack works for them. So it's not automatic kills in this game. It makes it tougher. More strategy to the fighting. So, man,
You can taunt them now, too, right?
You can taunt them, but I think I did it once, and I got hit, and I'm like, I'll never do that again. Mm-mm. No more.
Well, the reason why, because I remember the first one, sometimes you were just waiting for the enemy to attack, and you could be waiting there for like 20 seconds, like, hurry up and try to kill me.
Yeah.
And now they're just like, you throw some insult out there and they try to kill you.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, that's kind of how the combat works. You're more focused on like counterattacking. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I mean, you want to find the opening for the counterattack, but like I said, if you're going to get somebody with an axe, your normal sword's not going to work. You can't counter. You may, you know, you have to kind of play around with it because, okay, let me try to pull out a dagger and see if I can counterattack with that. No, that won't work. Let me see if I can pull out my hidden blades and see if I can counterattack with that. No, that don't work. All right. Well, let me go barehanded. counterattack, boom, you can disarm them and kill them with their own weapon. Bam, okay, that suddenly works.
Good shit.
Yeah, so it's a lot more variety in the combat, and it really helps out. And it's actually really not as easy in terms of the combat. If you get surrounded, you're going to take some hits. Okay. You're going to take some hits.
How many hours in do you think you are?
29, 30.
Very good.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
Good shit. Yeah. I like
that. And for a single-player experience, that's pretty good. But, I mean, I have been on a massive
treasure
hunt.
How much of that
hunt.
Has been, yeah, like treasure hunting?
I would say...
Because I won't do that.
I would say about 13, 14 hours of single player.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is pretty good. I mean, for what we get nowadays, Modern Warfare was 4 hours and 30 minutes for me.
Yeah, what the hell's up with that?
Yeah.
Exactly. So the other question I have is, so there's a lot of side questing going on. I've heard that they're actually pretty, I don't know, similar to one another.
Well, probably my favorite thing about the side quest have to do with assassinations.
Okay.
Because in the first game, your assassinations are just, you know, the main part of the game. They are the bosses. That's what you have to do. But in this game, you have the same main characters, story campaign characters that you have to assassinate. But popping up on the map, you know, GTA style, you have these little side assassinations that you can go and you'll have to stalk a guy or you'll have to, you know, find your way to him. So you can assassinate like 30 people in the game, but only 9 of them are the actual story assassinations.
Okay.
And then there's courier missions, which is your basic, you know, here's a letter, take it one place, take it to another, and you have a time limit to do so.
Time limits.
But these are all optional, of course.
Right.
You know,
right.
You won't have a courier mission that is, you know, you have to do. So, but everybody's seeming to like it. You know, every time I see someone play, like today, Colonel Satan was on planet, and I was like, great game, man, great game. He's like, oh, I'm loving it. I'm having a great time. Yeah, so, people are liking it. It's a good game. But, you know, I'm not going to talk about it much more. I talked about it last time I was on a lot. I dished too much.
We're skeptics, though. You got to convince us.
But, yeah, Chris wanted me to review it for the new site, so I think I'm going to give it a written review.
Please do.
Yeah.
I'm buying it. Well, I'm not buying it. I'm hopefully getting it for a gift. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Tony is listening. You listening?
You want to borrow it, Jason?
Yeah, I can't wait.
If you're done with it, I mean, I got it on my Gamefly queue, but...
You can take it when you leave.
Maybe we'll do a video review then.
What?
Well, what?
Maybe.
All right, well, so that's it.
That's basically it. All right, Jason.
Street Fighter.
And I got some projects I'm working on.
I'm busy. And a little bit more Street Fighter.
I'm really behind
on
stuff.
Watch some Street Fighter videos.
Quit talking about Street Fighter.
I did watch some Street Fighter videos. Can I give it a shout out to my boy AJ Papa, Potato Head? Because he's been doing the live streaming of Alex Valle's weekly training centers at like Shiggle's house out in like SoCal, and he's been doing like a great job, so I've been hooked on those every week. But I lost up talking about Street Fighter. I guess, do I have to? Should I self-indulge? No.
You may as well.
No, I picked up that Tekken stick. That's right, you know, the Tekken 6 wireless stick.
Yeah, how
bundle
was that?
How was it?
Ass.
Yeah, it looks like it feels like ass, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's really light. I mean, I knew this going in, but it's like, you know, it was $60 on Amazon. Like,
yeah, that was
deal.
An awesome deal.
So you get like the game, you get the art book, and you get a wireless PS3 stick.
Wow,
so
it's all for $60.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal at all. But I mean, normal price, I think it started at like $150. Mm-hmm. Normally about like $129, mm-hmm. $130 now. But at $60, I couldn't even pass it up. But the first thing I did before I even plugged it in is I actually I took it apart. I did. And it's nice. Yeah, it's standard like Hori manufacturing stuff, like the FS3s and the EX2s. So it's like the buttons are soldered directly onto the board, so you couldn't even really mod it very easily. So
it's not that Unistick quality, though.
No, it's not that Unistick quality. No.
Now that shit would have to go for at least $250. That's not including a game.
At least. the Street Fighters, the Dragon Age Origins, I think I'm about 30 hours?
Wow.
31 plus hours into this game, and I still have not fucking decided on who I want to play as.
That is ridiculous.
So is that 30 hours divided between...
Yeah, it is. Between like probably five or six different characters.
Why don't you stick with one, beat the game, and then play it again?
Dude, I tried. I'm like, I thought I found my guy, you know? I thought I had the Arcane Warrior. I thought that was going to be an awesome blend of magic and melee.
Yeah.
And you know what fucking happened is... I found that the game is definitely like a min-max kind of thing. Like, you can only really focus on one or two stats.
pretty
like
much.
One to two skill yep. trees. You know, otherwise yep. your character's fucking gimped. Because it got to a point where I was like, I was doing no damage, and the game was less than fun. I was dying a lot, and I'm like, fuck it. So I rerolled, and you know, that's, now I'm in love with my dwarf rogue. I don't know.
That's why I think I'm loving the game more, because I'm actually playing this one like quote unquote the proper way you should be playing in a role playing game like this.
Yeah,
and it's like, hey, you should build up these stats first. So I did that. Then after that, I'm like, oh, cool. Actually, gets because what? How high is the highest level of your like?
There is a cap. I want to say 20 for some reason.
Your one of your guys' level is 20?
No. I thought you were talking about the cap.
No. One of your characters. What's the highest level that? Like, what is the highest level character you have right now?
You know, I don't know. I think it's like 10.
Okay.
So I'm pretty far into the game actually, but
nice because you can pretty much. I'd say you can probably flesh out 3 or 4 skill trees really well.
Okay.
But that's. Yeah, but you can't really, like, especially with me, it's so, playing the game, I know you're kind of the same way we talked about this, like, through email, going back and forth, and I kind of want to be, like, the jack of all trades. I want to do everything. I want the magic user who uses stealth and crazy melee attacks who can also be a tank and wear the best armor.
Like, no, I can't have it. Aren't you kind of pissed, though, because if you go, like, well, I got the collector's edition that has, like, the blood armor. What the hell is it called? The stuff that'll work in, like, Mass Effect 2.
Oh,
it's like
that
super
too,
heavy plate, and you have to have your strength at like 38 or some ridiculous number. It's like, damn it, my mage never going to get that far. I'm never going to wear it. But.
Now, how did you get that, though? I have that code. I haven't downloaded it yet because I thought it was just the Mass Effect stuff.
It's just automatically in your inventory when you start the game.
Oh, that's cool. I should probably do that then.
Did you see the armor you get for the for Mass Effect?
Yeah, that looks badass.
It looks really badass. Yeah.
That may or may not have been a selling point for me. I don't know.
I'm excited. Yeah. That's going to be the first thing my shepherd wears is that armor.
No shit.
No, for sure. Looks awesome.
But no, I'm still really loving the game. You know, I'm still tied up with the storyline and everything. And what I've noticed on subsequent playthroughs, though, is like I don't give a shit anymore. So I'm just like mashing that escape key to get through conversation. So
to get through conversation.
Usually in games like that, like even in like Mass Effect, you know, I'll just sit down and I'll listen to the dialogue again. But in this game, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just like I'm impatient or what, or maybe it's just not that good.
Yeah, I found myself skipping it a lot, too. And I'm only 3 hours into it.
Yeah.
The voice acting is not bad. It's just very, just what they're saying is just kind of just generic.
It's hit or miss.
Yeah.
When it hits, man, it's good. It's like, damn, go BioWare. But, other times. There's a lot of humor in the game that you probably even haven't experienced yet. So
no, it's funny.
A lot of the character like, interactions.
Funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of funny, stuff. Did you see the link I sent on Twitter with what was the talk show host? Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel said that, you know, one of his jokes in his monologue, there was outrage by, you know, families that there was there could be a gay scene between a human and an elf. Oh, did you see that?
Yeah.
I just watched that.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
Well, they go into, well, this happened like back in the 80s, back in the regular Nintendo, and they showed Karate Champ, and they show a video of Karate Champ in the red warrior drop kicks the white warrior, and after it's done, the judge goes, "No, give me open mouth kiss." And the judge drops its pants, and the winning warrior goes up there and starts humping him.
That was actually funny shit. But no, Kimmel's like making all those like, "Oh, what happened to Pac-Man?" Remember Pong.
He was trying to joke, really like he was trying to joke like he knew what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah, he didn't. No clue. Anyway.
I know we talked about this, Jace, before in email, but it's allows you to speak like in whatever. My one problem with the game is not even a problem with the game. It's not really that much of a problem. I think it's BioWare in general is they always say that your actions, you're going to be forced to make really tough decisions. Whereas I find that's not really the case in this game. It's kind of just like Mass Effect and KOTOR where they give you a choice or two choices that are very like that. You can think about it, like, oh crap, what am I going to do? But if you really go through the dialogue trees enough, it opens up another choice, which is obviously the obvious one you're going to pick if you're trying to be like, quote unquote, a good player. And that just kind of, because
that's the only time that I've seen that kind of situation, though.
Mm-hmm. What, that one example I gave?
Yeah. Seriously, because everything else, it's usually black or white, which is fine. You know, I mean, I understand that in that sort of game, but.
Well, I just wish that
there was more
they did
gray
more.
Area, right?
Not even gray area where you literally, because I remember that part. And, I don't want to spoil it, I guess, for Travis, but, there's a situation in the game where you have to make choice A or B, and no matter what you do in choice A or B, something's going to happen that's going to get people pissed off at you, or that someone might die, and basically that's it. So at this point, I'm like, oh, this is really cool. It's giving me like this option to, I really got to think here, which one's better off for me, which one's better off for the party, which one's better off for all of Ferelden or whatever. So I'm sitting there thinking, and I'm like, okay, well. So I'm just like going through, and at one point it's like, okay, what's your choice? A or B? I got to hold on a second. I need to think about this longer or talk to my party. Or the last one was, there's got to be some other way. So I'm like, I'm just going to click on this, see what happens. And of course, it gives you an option, which can like, save ding, both ding, ding, parties. Ding, ding, ding. I'm like, oh, God, come on.
You
I'm like,
win.
No. I'm like, but you know what? I didn't pick that one. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to pretend it didn't even give me that option. I'm going to pick one or the other, which I still think that the outcome of it probably wouldn't have mattered which one I did.
Maybe that third option would have really fucked you, though.
It's true, but I highly doubt it.
Don't know.
We'll find out later in the storyline, but hopefully.
Hey,
hopefully
it has an effect. Can you do later. Quick saves, like multiple saves on the console version?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And I like that it auto saves too. That's really nice. Auto save by itself.
It's still kind of janky, though. It only auto saves, though, when you're reaching a point in the game that you haven't been before.
Right.
Yeah, so I did that mistake because I was doing one of Morgan's personal quests. And I was going to areas I've already been to, and I got to a part, and I died. And I was like, okay, well, probably auto-saved right as I got to this part. And it's like, nope. It went right back to when I first started playing the game, which is about an hour before that. I'm like, no!
Okay, so I'm experiencing places, you know, for the first time, so it's auto-saving. So I need to...
Exactly.
When I go back to places I've been, I need to start saving, you know, like normal.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I used to think it was right before a battle or something.
A big battle,
like that.
Exactly, yeah. That's really good to know.
Have you killed a dragon yet?
No, I haven't. I just got, I became a Grey Warden, you know, those poor two guys, and where am I at?
Watch it there, Mr. Alert.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to spoil anybody.
That was awesome, by the way. That whole scene was fucking kick-ass.
That was pretty kick-ass.
No spoilers.
I'm at the first big battle where the humans are trying to end the Blight. Is that vague enough? I'm at there. I got to light the beacon. That's what I'm doing.
That's like the very beginning. Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Exactly where I'm at.
Cool. But
that's like one of my, quick playthroughs to like start a character. Come on.
Yeah, Jason does that five times.
I've done that 18 times already.
While I'm doing that, like this is my first time through. So like I'm trying to like search every nook and cranny. So it's been like 3 hours because I'm trying to find everything. But restricted.
That makes sense.
Based on where I'm at. So, yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
But this is why, because I killed my first, I've killed a couple of dragons, but the first one I killed, they dropped quite a bit of loot. And it made me realize that I have to buy that DLC, the Warden's Keep, just to get that chest where I can put stuff in.
And that's kind of bullshit.
BioWare, you sons of
bitches. It's bullshit, but, oh, man, it's actually a good piece of DLC.
I've heard Warden's Keep is actually pretty good.
It sucks that they intentionally held it back, you know, that kind of shit pisses me off.
There's only a character in the game that says, hey, you want to do this quest for me? Yeah, it sounds cool. Okay, well, I'll wait here while you go download the game for $10.
Oh, no.
See, like, and it's shit
like this that I'm so back and forth on this game, you know? I mean, it's completely addicting, you know, and I love the combat for the most part, but, you know, there's certain things that is just like, what the fuck? So I'm having a love-hate.
I love it. I love it.
So do you think they're going to have that kind of same, like, you know, DLC situation with Mass Effect 2?
Yep, like, probably.
If EA is involved, sure.
Oof.
Why not? This game is actually just making me want to play Mass Effect 2.
Oh, I cannot wait. So bad. But EA needs to watch it, man, because they could be on the... Because, you know, they were the enemy, like Activision was a couple of years back.
Yeah.
They're on the brink. If they keep Activision this bullshit up, they're on the brink of, you know, being on... Well, not on the same level as Activision, because Activision's pretty...
I think EA's been bad guys for a little while.
But they're getting just as bad as they were years back, though.
Yeah. Well.
Like when they're milking the Madden franchise and not making zero change. Like, oh man, that was pissing me off.
Are they still doing that?
No, the whole game is changed this year. They even changed like the physics and the engine and everything. It's a lot different.
I still think EA is way better than what they used to be. I don't think they're quite going down that track that they were. Because at least with Warden's Keep, you are getting like I don't know how length, but everyone who's played it says it's good. You get some stuff. It's not like when they're charging for alternate jerseys in Madden or.
Right.
Like cars that were open on the PS2 version of like Need for Speed, but for some reason on 360 and PS3 you had to buy those same cars, which is just total bullshit. So at least they're getting better that way.
That is bullshit, but I may or may have not have bought a New Orleans Saints avatar jersey. May or may have not. Okay. I will not disclose that information.
All right. Jason, anything else you can play besides Dragon Age?
Dude, that's really it. For real. Dragon Age and Street Fighter.
All right, cool.
That's all I got, bud.
That's pretty... Dude, Dragon Age, again, was a big chunk of my gaming time. I started playing through my second playthrough of Borderlands. I like it. The second we were, I think I finished the game at level 25-ish, and we did our playthrough. Yeah, no, sorry, 35.
Oh, okay, I'm like, whoa, yeah. I'm like 25, dude.
No, like 35. Okay, and then you go back in, and it started off the Skags or the Raiders were like level 32. So okay. The very beginning of it, we're like, oh, this is still gonna be really easy because we like leveled up to level like 37, 38 in like no time.
Yeah.
And then we're just blowing through it, but then eventually it gets pretty damn tough again. So, and I'm still playing this game, which is just weird.
Like I said, man, that speaks volumes. It's not, you know, it's just the make of a good game, I think.
But the thing is, I'm not thinking about it anymore. Like I'm usually thinking about Dragon Age, but then I get home and I get a friend of mine, he loves the game and he's like he wants to play it all the time. So he'll message me with Borderlands. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll jump on for 5 minutes. And, like, 3 hours go by. It's, like, the only game I played that night. And I'm like, ah, son of a bitch. But it's not like I'm sitting there like, this sucks. This is a piece of that. Like, I'm so bored of this game. So
yeah.
I really like it, but... Yeah, I don't know. It does speak volumes, man. I'm surprised. I usually don't jump into a game like that, like, second playthrough right away.
There's no rest for the wicked, man.
That's right. A little bit of God of War Collection, of course.
Fuck that game.
Yeah, that game's so shit.
Fuck your Kratos, man. Oh,
Kratos
that game.
Awesome. And Modern Warfare. I played a little Modern Warfare. And I'm getting so pissed off at people online, but I'm actually going to save that for later. So,
what's the hell with that? There's a glitch now, right?
Yeah, there is a glitch.
I got hit with it today for the first time. A guy takes a javelin missile and just kamikazes you.
Right.
And once he's like, you know, 2 feet in front of you, he'll just like blow the javelin.
Well, it's not even that. He doesn't even have to. Like, you know, I guess what you have to do is you have to like get a grenade out and then pull the pin and then switch weapons to the javelin.
Right.
And then it's auto at that point.
Yeah.
So, like as soon as you die, your javelin will go off. You don't even have to hit shit.
Okay,
so you're
just
like
auto
a moving,
kill.
Yeah, auto kill.
Okay, like I didn't know like he was doing that. Bomb. I just saw a guy with a big javelin running at me, and I knifed him, and I blew up.
Well, Infinity Ward's usually pretty good at patching that kind of thing, so hopefully they get on that. And
they said they were going to, yeah.
But like I said, I'll get into that later.
Okay,
I'm bringing DRX back, bitches.
Really?
Word.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, that's about it that I've been playing. So thinking, yep. I played some Street Fighter. I played some Drunken Street Fighter with Scott from The Goo, actually,
nice.
On Saturday night.
It's how'd that go?
2 o'clock. It was fun, dude. The first match, though, I was very, very... I had like a kind of like a rough night on Saturday night, and I got home, and I'm like, screw this. I need to play some Street Fighter, so Scott was up for it. And first of all, I grabbed my TE stick, and I grabbed like... It was like that, feelings. I haven't touched it in like so long. I'm like, oh, I remember you, baby. You feel exactly the same. I'm still going to treat you well. Sit down.
Yeah.
Throw on the game. Match starts, and I'm wiser four people on screen. I'm like, oh my God, this is bad. But eventually it kind of got down to two blurry, like, polygonal fighters going at it. But it was a lot of fun. We've actually played to almost like... I remember it being like almost like 4 in the morning or possibly like 5 in the morning. But it was good times. It was good times. And we pretty much were just joking around, picking whatever characters. And yeah, it was fun.
Good shit.
Yeah, other than that, that was it for that week. So, do some news. I don't want to do news today because I'm taking Chris's spot. So, Jason,
what?
Mr. Indus Reporter of the Week, what do you got for us?
What? I wasn't
sorry.
Prepared for this.
Read
emails and stuff.
You got to know that you got to be prepared, not prepared to do whatever, but prepared for the unexpected, which is...
This is going to be the most awkward show ever.
News on the fly.
All right. So exactly. On the fly, what I remember happening this week, the thing that sticks out most, EGMnow.com. You guys remember Steve Harris has actually, picked up the rights again. Going to be releasing, you know, the actual mag and like a digital version. And I think Steve Harris actually... I think he listens to my prayers, because you know what he did this week?
What did he do?
He actually announced that he's going to be bringing on Dan Shu
Yes.
Right.
Also, Mr. McDonald from, you guys remember the old One Up show?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Correct? He's also moved on and he's got a new group that he's doing stuff with. He's producing a show called Co-op, but they're apparently coming back to EGM now. So this is a dream team.
This is really, really
good. So you say Ryan O'Donnell?
Yeah, Ryan O'Donnell is coming back.
So what's going to happen to Co-op then? Because I really like Co-op.
You know what? Co-op was pretty much the One Up show, you know.
Yeah,
so I think it's just gonna, I think the format's gonna be copied over to this, which I am absolutely cool with.
Yeah, so. I can see that Co-op continuing under the umbrella of EGM.
Right.
I can definitely see
that. So they're bringing everybody over or just Ryan?
What they've said, Ryan O'Donnell, Matt, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Yep, there we go. And just other members of Area 5. So.
Oh, sweet up. So that's awesome. That is right. Really good news.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited about that.
Day one purchase. Right.
Free order now.
You know, it's funny. I actually wanted that job.
Really?
I wanted that job so bad. I talked to Terry because he knows, you know, Steve a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit.
I'm glad you didn't get it, buddy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I never applied, but, you know, whatever. I mean, that's just one more thing to be salty about. And you know what? Something else I'm salty about? That PSP Go.
What about it?
Well, you know, it's kind of shit because you can't play your old fucking games on it. You know, I've been supporting this system for years now.
Yeah.
I wish there was a way.
I wish there was a way as well. But, but where there is a will, there might be a way. Rumor has it that Logitech is going to be creating like a little UMD add-on drive for the PSP Go. Does this not remind you of, like, you know, the HD DVD add-on shit?
No, it does. It reminds me exactly of that.
This is ridiculous. Yeah, one of the drawbacks they said is that it's going to be, you know, a little bulky on your PSP Go. Yeah, you think? No, it's pretty, I mean, it's a step, you know, and it's kind of like a Band-Aid, I guess. But I'm still going to stick with one of my previous incarnations. So
yeah. My 3000.
This is just rumor, of course. It was reported to CVG or something like that. But and it was from an anonymous source. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. If it does happen, though, it's not going to give me any more incentive to buy a Go. Because the reason I want to Go is because I want to look around my UMDs everywhere and have a big bulky thing in my pants besides my wallet.
Right.
Which isn't even bulky. It's just there.
Well, someone who might be excited about this kind of accessory would be GameStop. Don't you think?
Because now they can promote that kind of thing and be like, hey, you can play your old games.
Well, you know, they might be more interested in carrying more accessories, you know, because they're kind of in a slump right now. Apparently, Walmart took the initiative and said, hey, man, we can undersell you or undercut you guys.
And they did a really good job.
Yeah, like $5-$10 off on a lot of new
brand
releases.
Brand new games, $50 prices. Yeah, really good. Now, this, actually, I was looking at it, and it's only to the 12th, though. December 12th it ends, right?
I thought it was the 30th, actually.
Okay, they may have extended it, but when I read it yesterday, it said the 12th.
Really? I read something today that was the 30th. But
well, then...
I'm not a news guy, though. I mean,
me neither.
So,
I just got here.
Yeah. Anyway, subsequently, stock in GameStop actually went down.
Oh, wow.
Believe it
for a week.
Or
that's,
not.
That's interesting.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's really, really crazy.
It just goes to show that GameStop's just kind of teetering up there at the top as far as, like, video game sales are concerned.
Well, they're getting good competition now. Other retailers are knowing what's going on. I think they're following the industry a lot more, and they're just like, oh, shit, like... We dropped the price $10. It's amazing how much more a game will sell at that retailer than at GameStop.
But it's not just that, too. It's also that you're seeing these other retailers. They're also doing the game trade. The trade-ins with, you know, what GameStop's doing. Best Buy. Some Best Buys are testing it out still. They're doing that. But I walked into my Blockbuster the other day, and they have used games. They take used games for for trade-in value to rent other games, or they're doing pre-orders as well. So, you know, there are other people in these mom-and-pop shops. They are, they're doing the same thing as well. By the way, what mom-and-pops are owning video game stores? I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know.
Mom-pa. Maybe us one day.
Hopefully.
It hurts when I poo.
I got to read you guys this quote, though, from someone at GameStop, marketing rep, of course. And they said, "We believe consumers will always rely on GameStop for the best values, the broadest selection, unparalleled product availability."
Uh-huh.
What? And this is
did
the best.
You pre-order?
And knowledgeable game advisors.
Oh,
I can count.
No.
Wow.
Good
no.
luck.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, you always charge full retail price. Availability is nil. I can walk across the street on street date and get it at Best Buy, you know, and not have to get hassled that I didn't pre-order the friggin' game.
Mm. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah, I don't have to have, you know, sales associate shoving new releases down my throat or pre-orders, like saying that the PS3 is better because the discs don't scratch. I mean, Jesus Christ. God. So, anyway, that's about enough of that.
Never mind. I'm not even going to bother. Anyway, go ahead.
This is kind of bumming me out. So let's perk things up a little bit. Talk of some boobiness. What do you say?
I love boobs.
The Saboteur, correct? Pandemic's open world action adventure game.
Mm, I'm excited about this one.
You were excited?
I'm pumped about this one.
I'm pumped as well, simply because I heard today that apparently if you are a first generation buyer, like you buy it. Like, you don't just, like, buy it used from GameStop or get it from Gamefly.
So we're talking, like Dragon Age. If you bought it new, sealed, you get the downloadable armor.
Yes. So
am I getting armor for my Saboteur, dude? Like, is he going to get some bulletproof vest, maybe?
Au contraire. No, there will be no vest. In fact, there will be not a lot of anything, really. The DLC actually unlocks bordellos. You know, in the game, you can, like, you know, jump into buildings or whatever, or, like, alleyways to hide from Nazis, okay, right. Whatever. This will open up the doors to some of the strip clubs. In Paris.
Ah, is it Paris? Gay Paris.
Gay
That's
Paris.
Really nice.
Yes. So this will actually remove the little tassels from the girls' boobies. It also unlocks lap dances.
So we get the full nips.
We get the full nips.
Funny. You get the full nip. You buy it day one.
If this isn't a selling point.
I don't think it's day one. I think it's just if you buy it new, right?
Yeah, if you buy it new.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about, you know.
Nice.
You're the only person to buy it new. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, boobs. Full on boobs. We got to buy that.
Yeah, I could totally kick Tawny out of the place now. Awesome. It's going to be interesting to see if that makes a difference, because there's going to be people that's a selling point, like, for sure.
You know who else it might sell to, actually?
Who?
Guy in Taiwan, I think.
A guy in Taiwan?
Yeah, this guy in Taiwan, he beat World of Warcraft.
How do you do that?
Yeah, apparently if you, you could get like all the content of the game, like if you unlock all the achievements or something like that, mm-hmm. and there is a considerable amount. So reading the article here, apparently this guy has just plugged in like thousands of hours, right? Like over 2 billion points of damage dealt. And I doubt he slept with anyone during that time. So maybe getting the Saboteur would be like a nice break.
But he pre-ordered Saboteur earlier today.
Yeah, exactly. And he's been like in, you know, trying to get it done. So he'll be ready for this game. But
that is absolutely mind-blowingly insane.
It is.
I can't imagine.
That is pretty nuts.
It is indeed.
That's crazy.
Who does that? Oh, some guy in Taiwan.
Some guy in Taiwan.
Could you imagine? Oh my God. Yeah, I'm looking at it. He killed over 390,895 creatures. Over that's billion. 7 billion points of damage.
And he has had sex zero times during this period.
But that's like someone going up and bragging and being like, hey, you know what, dude? I can eat like 50 hot dogs in 5 minutes. Like, you know?
That's pretty impressive.
So, well, someone says that to you. Okay, well, fuck. Well, then you totally ruined more of my transition there. So, never mind. Keep going.
I'm going to keep going because I have one more story, Jeff.
All right.
One more story. And this is my favorite story of the week, I got to say. You guys are familiar with the Avatar stuff?
Yes.
Xbox Live. I bought a Frankenstein helmet. I love it.
I like it. I do like that.
I could not give them money fast enough.
They people can hate on these Avatar clothes, but there's a couple of gems.
Right.
And
there
are a couple of gems.
The whole money thing. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I like to accessorize. And you know what? They're great conversation pieces. Absolutely. Like like, you know, you go to the park or something, you see all these people with like dogs and stuff. You know, and they're all like talking together and stuff, and you're sitting on the bench and you're like hating these people because they're all social and they have lives and shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I get home, I'm like, you know, I kind of want to have some social interaction. So, Microsoft heard my pleas, and they are now allowing you to purchase pets in the Avatar marketplace. So, for your Avatar, you can get a pony.
Nice. I've always wanted a pony.
You can get a snake, you can get a large dog.
A large dog, a pug dog,
okay. A dog in bag, if that's what you're into.
Oh, what?
Various the cat incarnations, the goldfish, guinea pig, monkey, bird, and I already said the pony, so I already spoiled it there, but yeah, I mean, you can, you know,
how much are these things going for? Because I mean, go for like
$240 like a piece, which is nice because, you know, I mean, I would expected like, you know, lots more for the puppy in a bag.
Yeah, what is like that in real money
right there?
That's like $3.
That's $3.
Like that?
Really?
That's
wow.
$3. That's how much I paid for Frankie.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not bad. I mean, for clothes, that's fine. But, you know, the pet pops up randomly.
Right.
It's not always on you. So
yeah, it's
I
free thing you got with the Halo Waypoint, that Guilty Spark, mm-hmm. 343 Guilty Spark.
Like, I love that.
It's cool. It was like free.
Yeah, it was free. That's why I love it. Yeah.
Free stuff is good.
You know what? No, screw this.
What's
I'm
that?
Buying it.
Yeah, I don't
I'm buying it. You know
You're
what?
Buying it. Yeah.
I'm buying it.
Which
I want
one?
The parrot. I want the parrot.
You want
the
parrot?
The parrot's awesome.
What, are you going to be a fucking pirate? Are you going to buy an eye patch?
No. Fuck that. Oh, I do have
buckles.
I do have the eye patch because I was trying to make myself as Old Snake.
Nice.
Yeah, it worked out really well. But no, I want the parrot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can do all kinds of cool shit with parrots.
You can teach them to talk.
You can make like them say one. Shit. That's the greatest thing about it. You can make them say
that's
shit.
That's true. That's
so
true.
I'm just going to like get in front of my TV screen. That's like a DS. I'll speak into my controller. And I'll just like for hours and hours, I'll just scream into it and just, you know, try to teach my parrot to say,
Who gives a shit?
Not us.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
We're all going to have a cat or a dog like tomorrow.
Mm-mm.
No, we're not. No.
I got
two real life cats and a real life dog. That is too much for me.
Puppy in the bag.
Then you got to clean up after it in your Xbox. Oh, that's too much.
Yeah, it's not cool. No.
All right, so in Microsoft's defense, the stuff is still cooler than the shit they have on home.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and this is going to sell.
Oh,
they're
going to
sell,
sell a ton
of these. They're going to sell a ton of these.
You got to give them credit. Like they're trying to cater towards more of a casual market, and they kind of are doing a decent job with that kind of stuff. Like, how many people do we hear every day? I'm not going to buy any of that Avatar crap. And then I look at my friends list, and I'm like,
everybody's
dude
got
bought pom poms.
Dude,
dude
bought pom poms.
That's you, Arkham Razor.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you got to give props to Rare for actually, you know, developing the products.
Hey, they got to make that 12 or 50 million or whatever the hell it was Microsoft paid for Rare. They got to get it back somehow.
Yeah, and I think they're going to get it too because, like I said, people are buying it.
One parrot at a time.
That's right.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jay. And well done, by the way. That
really?
Was
very,
first
very
time
nice.
Doing
Thank
news,
you.
That was very, very
I'm,
well done.
I'm grinning
nice.
Right now. I'm
very
proud.
Jeff. I like
so,
that.
So much impressed, though, by the way, Jason. I don't think you can leave. You have to do news every single week. So we'll see you next week. Same time. Same channel.
Yeah, here we go again. All right. I can never leave. I've been trying to get out of this for 2 years. They won't let me leave. Send help.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Jason. We're going to take a little bit of a break now. I need a little bit of a breather.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll hit up our feature of the week and do some new releases and listener email. So until then, see you in a bit.
All right,
see you soon.
Active Distractions would like to publicly thank our many sponsors. Kind and caring souls such as, nobody. Really, it is fine. We will be okay on our own. Thanks anyway. If you need us, we will be turning tricks on the corner to pay our hosting fees. And now back to the show.
All right, guys, and welcome back from the break.
You're welcome back.
Hey!
No! Smartass. Cool. Let's jump right into the feature. Our feature this week, question of the week, was multi-platform games. If you own both systems, what sways you to buy which version on which console? So I know all three of us have all three.
We have multi-consoles.
Yes, we do. But before we do that, do you want to hit up some emails first or whatever and see what other people have to say before we go on our little spiel?
I would love to take care of that for you.
But you're not.
But what?
Oh, someone else has taken over the responsibilities.
What?
Yes. We actually have quite a few. We had a good response with this one. I think it's a great feature, and I guess the listeners thought so as well. So we'll start off with our man in England, Lee Kelly.
Lee Kelly.
Greetings, people of Indus. Lee Kelly here all the way from the UK to answer your latest cue. To choose what system I buy a multi-plat game for, I have three no-fail methods.
Oh, no-fail.
Oh, wow.
This should be like the Bible of multi-plat.
This is, so I don't have to read the other four, right? This is
exactly
it.
Exactly. This is it. This is done.
All right. Okay, well, sorry everybody else. Number one, see what version of the game gets better feedback, like Bayonetta, which if I buy it, will be on the 360.
See, attaboy, good.
Two, see what version friends are getting. More friends got the 360 version of Modern Warfare 2, so that I bought that version.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. If all else fails, number three, flip a coin. Usually a 50 a 50 pence piece, 50 but pence. If that's not 50 an pence. Option, 50 pence. if that's not an option, I just grab something out of my pocket. That's like what she said. Like or he said. Hope you're feeling better, Jason, and keep up the awesome show, guys. Lee great. Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
I'm on medical leave now, I guess.
I think that definitely the Friends one, buying that has a pretty big effect on me as well.
That's big for multi-platform games.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, yeah.
That's
shit,
why
yeah.
I bought Street Fighter. You got both. That's a lie.
You like double-dipped on that one.
I did double-dip, but I didn't buy the 361 until quite a bit later. Yeah. In fact, I could probably count on my hand the number of times I played the 360 version, but the big two were I knew a lot more people buying it on PS3, and also I had the arcade sticks for PS3.
Right. Yeah.
So, but Friends is definitely a big thing.
Yeah, totally. For me, that whole online experience.
Absolutely.
Arguably better on the 360.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The infrastructure is really solid.
It's just integrated better. Yeah. So, typically, if I'm buying like an online game, I usually look at the 360 first. But superseding that, it's usually my friend list.
Yeah,
who's getting what?
That's really the main thing. But for me, though, I mean, you guys both are going 360 route, but I find with the VG Evo crowd, at least the people that I'm talking to, is mainly PS3. So, like with Modern Warfare, we're
on VG Evo?
Big surprise.
Who'd have thunk it? Whoa! After that mind blowing little insert, with Modern Warfare 2, yeah, I mean, it just seems that the general consensus was the PS3. So I guess.
It's just too bad you guys had to wait 48 hours to play it online, but hey, that's,
Yeah. Get what you can get. So, but anyway, thanks, Lee. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you,
stuff.
Lee. Definitely.
Good stuff.
What else we got?
We got our man. You know what? I'm going to skip him to last.
Okay.
I'm going to skip him to last.
Do it.
So we got another one coming up here. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. It's Sports Craze 2 here.
Hey.
For this question, I have a few criteria. The first point I consider when making the decision is whether or not one of the versions of the game is cheaper than the other.
Right. When does that happen usually?
Not for multi-platform.
If you have a PC, maybe?
Yeah, typically.
Yeah.
A PC is usually $10 cheaper. Anyway. Yeah.
The next thing I consider is whether or not there is an exclusive DLC for one platform. That's a valid point.
Happens.
The next thing I consider, if it's an online game, which system more friends will be getting the game for?
Yeah.
I consider which controller I prefer. For shooting games and racers, I prefer the 360 controller. But for sports and action games, I prefer the PS3 controller. I actually agree with that.
I was going to say that is... Well, finish this email.
If it is something that looks like it will benefit from Waggle, like bowling or golf, I'll pick it up for the Wii version despite the bad graphics.
I can't think of anything that would...
Masturbation.
If we're talking about downloadable games, then I usually prefer the PS3 version because I don't have to buy space bucks. I am not a graphics whore, so as long as the version I'm playing looks passable and doesn't hurt my eyes to play, I don't really care. That is it. And no, I don't consider trophies and achievements because, frankly, who
gives a shit?
Great show. Keep up the work. And that's from our man, Sean Recupido. I hope I said your name right. You can hate me later.
Sorry,
Craze.
Thanks,
Sports Craze 2.
Thanks, brother.
Awesome. Dude, I was going to say the controller thing is so damn true, and I agree with 100%. I have the wheel now, but before I had the wheel, racing games and shooters, 360 all the way. I just like the way that the triggers feel and the way the analogs are positioned in a 360 controller for shooters.
Yeah.
Just feels right. But action games, even Ninja Gaiden, which started on Xbox, and I played Ninja Gaiden and Ninja Gaiden Black on Xbox, but when I played Sigma for PS3, it felt way better to me than playing on the other Xbox version. Just because I don't know what it is about the PS3 controller. Maybe because Xbox hardly had any action games back in the day besides Ninja Gaiden. I don't know. But they just feel so much better on that controller for me. And just, that's why I bought Devil May Cry 4.
I was just going to say that, actually. Yeah, because they were very similar, graphically. It wasn't a big deal which one you went with. There wasn't an online thing, so it actually came down to controller for you. So,
and another thing he mentioned about the controller, do you find yourselves more privy to the way the face buttons are labeled? like in a sports game, you play a lot of the NBA games, right?
Oh yeah.
Are you more adept with, like, you know, the X, A, Y, and B with the Xbox, or are you more familiar with, like, the X, triangle, circle, square with the PlayStation 3 controller, like the DualShock? Because, like, when I'm playing Madden, at Indus Fest, you know, I played, you know, you and Chris's buddy from work, you know, even though I won that game, I struggled because I was playing on Xbox when I was so familiar with the layout. Because when you drop back for a pass, you control what receiver you throw it to based on the icons.
Like a visual.
Yeah, exactly. So that actually comes, like, what's actually labeled on the face buttons is a really big deal for me.
They should be in the same position, though, aren't they? Wouldn't, like, triangle be the same as hitting Y?
Exactly, but if you're not familiar with it in the game, it does take a second. Okay, wait a minute. That is why.
When you
play so much of one game on one controller, even though I play a lot of Xbox, when I'm playing the game, I usually play on the opposite platform. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, that's right. That's right. It takes a little while.
I can see that. I'm actually probably more familiar with the Xbox controller just because, honestly, because the letters.
Of course you are.
I don't know. Just the whole symbol thing never made sense to me at all. I don't know why. Even when I only owned like a PS1 or PS2, was still like, there'd still be times I'm like, which one is what again? And finally, it took me up to PS3 to finally be like, okay, yeah, that, like when I was doing the QuakeTime events in God of War 3, which love, by the way, that they put them in the position they are
in
the
position
on screen,
oh,
which
so
is
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's good shit.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I can see that for sure. Getting confused here and there because I do the same thing, just opposite. So.
I've spent enough time with both consoles that I don't know. It's interchangeable. Not a factor.
Well, I'm so sorry that you're better than us in video games.
God, it's hard to start when you're sitting right here. It's a lot easier when I'm sitting in my fucking, you know, underwear at home with nobody around me.
All right.
I'm much more of a bastard then. Now I feel bad.
Yeah, well. We still love you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
You're not allowed on next week, though. you're kicked off. Yeah,
pretty much. Exactly.
Go make a video.
You want to move on to another one now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Sup, Indus crew. Death Row from VG Evo here.
No,
VG
actually, Evo. That says
that's actually
soup.
It says soup Indus
like
crew.
S-O-U-P.
But I wasn't going to embarrass him.
Okay, I'll embarrass Death Row.
Death Row from VG Evo here. VGEvo.com. It's a website.
Yes, it is. .com.
This is pretty simple. I game on three platforms: PC, PS3, and the Xbox 360.
Hey.
The PC and PS3 share multi-platform titles, and the Xbox 360 is really only used for single-player games.
That's weird.
I tend to go for buying most multi-platform games on PC if they release on the same day as the console version, simply because of the vastly superior graphics, control, and online. But there will be games I have to get on my PS3, such as Modern Warfare 2, simply because I wanted to play with all my friends. Mm-hmm. As for other platforms, the 360, that is for the exclusives. I just don't want to have to pay for the service, Xbox Live, that I don't think is worth the money when I'm getting a service that meets my needs on a PS3 or a greatly superior one for the PC for free.
For free.
Steam.com. It's a website.
Yes.
So that is pretty much it. I just think to myself, if it has online modes, do I have friends on either the PS3 or the PC that I'd like to play with? If it is a single player, then it will still be only between the PS3 or PC, since I am most comfortable with them too. I know you guys were looking for things like graphical comparisons and such, but honestly, the difference between console games is so little these days, with one or two exceptions. It doesn't even cross my mind much anymore. Death Row, oot.
Oots. I can comment a bit on the PC stuff.
Yeah, you know, please.
There's certainly games, you know.
What's a PC? What is that?
Personal computer.
It plays games?
It does, actually, yeah. You mentioned that Steam. It's a website.
Yeah.
They actually have games on there. You might want to check that out.
Interesting.
But, more often than not, I think I actually do look towards PC over anything. Mm-hmm. I think maybe because I'm so tied into my PC all the time. But I do prefer mouse keyboard controls, especially for first-person shooters. Yeah, I know. That's fine. Hey, it's preference.
I know it's better for good. I know. I'll give my shtick about PC gaming after.
We said this before that typically it's cheaper on PC. Yeah. Usually about $10 cheaper. One of the drawbacks, actually, is that it doesn't usually come out at the same time. Usually it's delayed
late
a couple
anyway,
weeks.
Yeah.
However, usually if they're really delayed, they usually end up being the better version of the game. Like, they'll have like, some of the deal. Yeah. Like, yeah, Mass Effect in particular, they added a bunch of stuff in gameplay.
Redid the menus.
The menus, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw actually a buddy of mine play the menus, and I was like, man, I wish I had that for the console because it was really neat, yeah.
And if you've got, you know, a PC that's up to snuff, man, for real, in a lot of cases, I know this sounds shallow, but it is like night and day with some graphics. Like, if I'm playing Borderlands on PC and, you know, I've got full settings, it's fucking gorgeous. Yeah. And then I go back to the 360 and it's... it's okay.
The thing is, my thing is, I just hate sitting at a desk playing a game in a like a chair. I want to sit my ass on a couch, kind of lay down, look at my TV, wireless controller, you know, because it's kind of far away, you know. Like, I just
sometimes
can't get comfortable.
I want that too.
So, I mean, if I could hook up my PC, which I know you can, hook it up to your, like, your TV, which it will not have the resolution that you get on a monitor, I'd probably be more inclined to do that, but that's literally and the fact my PC sucks balls are pretty much the only reasons I don't PC game, but I don't like to. But yeah, everything you said and everything that Death Row said is 100% true, but just not my thing.
Travis has got a new laptop here that can play some stuff.
Yeah, I'm actually going to jump into some PC games. I'm so inclined, though, to like jump on GOG.com. It's a website.
I was going
to
say, it's a good thing you can finally play some Duke Nukem 3D and really test out your
laptop. It really tests out. You know, my old laptop was so bad because I went to Jason and I was like, man, I need a laptop bad. And he's like, I'll sell you mine because I really want to get a new one. And I'm like, dude, because I can't even play Duke Nukem on my old laptop. It is so crappy. Like, it's just, it's so shot. But yeah, I'm interested in getting into it, but like, I'm so... like I want to get like Full Throttle, The Dig.
Oh,
I want to get the King's Quest collection, XCOM. I want to get all that stuff on this computer, and I'm like, okay, this computer can actually run Left 4 Dead. It can run these good games. Why am I still wanting to go to these older games? Like, why am I wanting to, like, you know, get all nostalgic still? I don't know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. No, not at all.
I don't know. And I would kind of disagree about the whole better online on PC too. You have more options, but in terms of streamlinedness and ease of getting people together,
it's a little
I haven't used Steam
sometimes.
Though. Keep in mind, I haven't used Steam or anything like that.
Steam's hit or miss with some stuff. You know, like the voice chat isn't as good as say Skype. We always use Skype when we're doing voice chat. In the case of Borderlands, they have GameSpy tied into it. And that is really wonky.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they don't do it directly through Steam for multiplayer stuff. But, you know, with games like Left 4 Dead, it's pretty streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
No fuss, no muss. I like it.
Cool.
Well, that's cool. Cool deal. Yeah. Well, I got
to deal with, like, ports or anything like that. Port forwarding. Oh, yeah. God, that's a fucking bitch.
Well, we got a couple of more, guys. Mm-hmm. One of my Modern Warfare 2, my mandatory Modern Warfare 2 buddies, Potete, Pop, what is it, Pop Thitty?
Tate?
Pobe. I like Pobe.
We'll call him Tim.
He likes
Tim
too.
Baba Ganoush. I only own a PS3, but if I own both, the main factor definitely is that what are most of my most of my friends playing it on? If it is an online game,
like, do I play with two friends or three friends? I'm kidding.
Oh,
he knows.
We love you, Tay.
Low.
The next thing after that would be exclusive contents. Something as small as a costume or time exclusive DLCs, or something as big as a new game content, GTA 4, for example. I'm really not a graphics whore, but to me, 90% of the multi-platform games out there look the same, so I don't care much about the graphics unless the differences are very noticeable. Ghostbusters, for example, the graphics and the frame rate differences between the PS3 and 360 are redonk. Anywho, sorry for having been emailing. Peace, our man Pope.
Thanks, Pope.
Thanks, buddy.
He's the first person who brought up pretty much graphics and frame rate and stuff on consoles. So we should probably get into that a little bit.
It's an issue, you know, but it's not nearly as widespread as some people would make it.
Not
anymore.
It's not as bad. No,
not anymore.
It used to be. You're right. It used to be really bad. Like, you could definitely tell. Like this wouldn't even be a feature.
Right.
We would be like, okay, it's 360 or nothing. I'm not getting into it at all.
Yeah,
exactly.
Some games were looking really, really bad. And yeah, he made a good point with Ghostbusters. That was pretty much, like, one of the latest really, really, like,
like glaring
big differences.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Bayonetta might be the next one, but then again, that's
they should fix that. It's already come out.
Yeah,
they outsourced the PS3 port. It wasn't even the same developer who did it.
Oh, really?
And, yeah,
they're,
and that's the same
it before they bring it here.
Yeah, okay. That's well. I don't think they're gonna fix it before they bring it here. It's Sega, and
They did announce that they're gonna have a PS3 dedicated team that's gonna be redoing the port.
Really,
it's really good.
That would be pretty awesome. That would be
because the problems they said the PS3 was having was really bad. I was like, ooh, I'm definitely getting up for 360.
Pretty ridiculous. It was playable though. That's the thing. And I played the PS3 demo first, and I still fell in love with it. And then, but I played the 360 one, man, and it was so much prettier.
That's the thing. I think it's a lot of those things. Like if you just play the inferior version, whether it's on 360 or PS3, you're fine. You're not going to care because it's still going to satisfy you. It's going to be fine. But once you see that other version, then it makes you think, okay, fuck. Okay, now I know what to get. Because Dragon Age, for me, I picked it up on 360. I was like, I'm just going to get on 360. You know what? May as well. I don't know. I played all the BioWare games on an Xbox platform. Why not make Dragon Age the same thing? And I heard all the things saying, hey, the PS3 version has clear textures, and the colors pop a little bit more and just looks overall better. But the frame rate has issues. But I was kind of like, eh, whatever, no big deal. Until I actually saw the PS3 one in motion after I bought the 360 one, I was like, okay, it actually does look better. And there's actually like graphical like details that are just missing from the 360 version that are in the PS3 version. Mm-hmm. But then the frame rate was bad. Like when you got into some battles, it was almost like slideshow. I was like, ooh. So I was contemplating, because like I was like, hey, do I take back and get the PS3 version? Like, what do I want more? A little bit brighter graphics with better textures or better frame rate? And I was like, I don't know. But if I didn't see that PS3 version, I wouldn't even have that debate in my head. I would have been like, no big deal, whatever, it's fine. Which is, I think, a lot of this is kind of this, I don't know, little minute details that you will never notice unless you see a side-by-side comparison or see them for yourself.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of truth behind that. You know, when you're told that, you know, the one version's better, you know, you can't help but think that that might be the better value. Because that shit weighs in on me, you know? I mean, why not get the better version if I have both platforms, you know?
Well, I will call someone out right now. Fuck it. Necro, he's a regular person who writes into our stuff, and he's a regular like member of GLF. Mm-hmm. He's got both consoles. And everyone and their grandmother has seen all the comparison videos of 360 Bayonetta versus PS3 Bayonetta. Mm-hmm. And he's still going to get the PS3 one. And that's the thing that's just like, just boggles my mind when, because that one's like a drastic difference. Let's see if they fix it or not for the North American release. But that's a pretty drastic difference. This isn't like Batman Arkham Asylum or like Mirror's Edge or something.
Yeah, where it's pretty negligible.
Where it's pretty negligible. This is a pretty big thing. And it's like, it just, if it's that much of a difference, then it's kind of like a no-brainer to me, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
And if you have both, I guess that's one of the lucky things you can have that kind of option. You have both.
Well, I mean, there's definitely some people out there that put a lot of weight in the graphics, I think. I think Necro is kind of a fanboy on the PS3 side.
He did a flip though. He was 360 before.
Yeah.
Even
so, there are some people that, you know, we mentioned Lens of Truth.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
It's a website.
And they'll do, very detailed, you know.
I think you got your first catchphrase there, Travis, by the way.
I like it. I like it a lot.
But yeah, they'll do breakdowns of, you know, various sections, and they'll gauge like the screen tearing and you know, the frame rate, and a lot of it's very similar, but it's like you get to the end of the article and they're like, well, the 360 is clearly the winner because, you know, there was, I don't know, less screen tearing or something like that.
But this is all mainly because they're developing for the 360, and then they have teams to bring that over to the PS3 software.
That does happen a lot, yeah.
But this is, I mean, you can also tell the difference between, you know, these teams that are bringing it over, and, you know, of course, you know, these websites that you're speaking of,
on
the webs, they say, okay, well, the 360 is the victor. Well, it's obvious because it's developed for that and it's brought over. But like, I mean, when you look at these Sony exclusives, I mean, there's not many. There are not many games on the 360 console that really pushes it. I mean, like, you know, you don't like the Uncharted's, but I mean,
Uncharted's.
It's a beautiful game. I mean, on a graphical level, it's a beautiful game. There's really not much in terms of screen tearing. Yeah, it's, oh, I love the movie. Yeah, Boondock Saints 2 was better, but I mean, but you know, these people that are developing specifically for the PS3.
Yeah, they know their shit.
They know their shit, and they're doing a great great job. You're not seeing these. You know, you're not seeing much anti-aliasing or screen tearing or all. You know, any of these glitches that you would see on these multi-platform games. You know, these guys.
Uncharted 1 had a crap load of tearing in it.
Well, you know, it's still early in the life on the life cycle of the PS3, but you know, you don't see the problems that you saw in these earlier, you know, developed only for PS3 games that you see now. I mean, you know, even Demon's Souls as it is, I mean, it has its glitches and everything, but
that's
that's
another pretty game. I like that.
I think it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was looking on the back of the box before I decided to buy it for the first time, I was sitting there. I was like, "This game looks generic," but I heard some people talk about it. I'm going to give it a shot. And when I first played it, even though I ended up ultimately selling it to my man over here, but I was like, "Man, this game looks really, really good." Character models, you know, all right, but I mean, just the world, like the first.
That was more
time,
of an aesthetics thing, like not an aesthetics thing, but I found it was like with Demon's Souls though, it was more of an art style and more of the way it presented itself in regards to graphic quality, because that game has a shitload of aliasing in it, man.
You know, it does have a problem. No, that's what I'm saying. It does have its issues, but I mean, the way they developed for that platform, way it looks, you know, like I said, the aesthetics, it looks really amazing. Like the first time you actually come out on that ledge of the on 1-1 and you see the two dragons for the first time,
why are we
so
talking
good.
About exclusive games? We're talking about multi-platform.
okay, fine.
No, I see what you're saying, though, is PS3 is definitely not a GIMP system, you know, as far as the graphics are concerned. You know, we've talked about it on the show where the development tools are probably not as accessible as they are in, like, a Windows, like, Microsoft platform.
No, because they totally did something different and just kind of... I mean, people who are comfortable with PC games automatically became comfortable with 360, and that's why it's not going to uncharted territory. That's why Gabe Newell hates the PS3.
I was just going to bring up Gabe Newell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's not because he... I honestly don't believe that he thinks it's a piece of garbage. It's just he doesn't know what the fuck to do with it.
Mm. Can you refresh me and maybe other listeners that are really not too inclined about Gabe
Jason?
Newell?
Gabe, associated with Valve, you know, pretty much calls the shots over there.
Right.
Valve, you know, you're familiar with like Half-Life 2. You remember the whole Orange Box thing with Portal, Team Fortress 2,
360.
Half-Life games? Way better on the 360. Yeah, it didn't even come out on the PS3 for quite some time. And even when it did, there were lots of problems with it, both graphically and freezing and all kinds of stuff.
So
like
he
that.
Came out publicly and
with the PS3 platform, just saying that, he didn't really even want to touch it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually had additional teams just working on the PS3. Who did they hire? Who did Valve hire for?
It was EA who did the actual port. Yeah. I'm not sure who it was in EA, though. I can't remember what the actual development team was.
Okay. But yeah, he didn't even touch it. Didn't want to deal with
it. Yeah, they wanted nothing to do with it. And which is kind of sidetracked again. But I mean, if you know what you're doing on the PS3, you get awesome results. Like, you can't sit there and say Killzone 2 doesn't look amazing or Uncharted 2 is the best looking movie that Jason has seen in 2009. Great special effects.
I don't know. The 2012 was pretty good to flip to.
I'm so glad I didn't see that with you guys. I'm so glad.
But this whole thing is how this spun off is Travis was basically talking about if a game was developed for PS3 or 360. And that is something that I also think about when I'm buying a multi-platform game. What console was the lead platform? I mean, Burnout Paradise, I bought that for PS3 because that was the lead platform. That's what they developed the game for. They ported it over to 360. And to me, the difference is really minuscule. And one also was downloadable, so it was really easy to get. But it was just, that was the thing. I was like, oh, it's lead platform. I'm going to get it for it because chances are it's...
Where do you find that out? I've never known that until after the fact. You know?
Oh, really?
Told me. Like,
I listen to a crowd.
There's the websites.
Yeah. You listen to podcasts. People who are in the industry usually have a good head up on who's making what or what the lead platform is.
Pretty much anything Unreal is pretty much leading on 360.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And absolutely. It's, you know what's going to be interesting to me, actually? I'm going to be very interested to see how Final Fantasy 13 turns out.
Because that is going to be interesting, yeah.
Because that started on PS3, and then they right away were like, crap, we got to see if this engine works on 360, which kind of raised a couple eyebrows, I think, in some places, because, like, okay, well, are they not getting what they want here, and they want to see how it is on here and whatnot, and they're waiting for the port to bring it out in North America, and it's being done ridiculously fast. That's going to be one. I'm probably going to get it on PS3 anyway, because I just feel weird playing Final Fantasy, I think, on an MS.
It's going to be on PS3 for me, too. Yeah.
And I don't want to multiple discs, but whatever.
Well, you say, I have no doubt that it'll be good looking on, it'll be good looking on the 360, but I just don't want to play it on 11 discs. That's not my thing, yeah.
11. I'm going to call it. It'll be 3 discs, I think. 3 discs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Lost Odyssey was 4, wasn't it?
Yeah.
4?
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
But, and that wasn't even that long of a game.
I didn't beat it. I got like 30 hours in.
You change the disc maybe, what?
Once? You don't play... No, changing discs does not bother me at all. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, it's just...
Yeah.
Basic comes... But that's what I will actually be paying attention to. I'm not... It's... Right now, I'm saying I'm going to get on PS3. But because the Where Square has been kind of lately, and... Yeah, they're good with their Final Fantasy stuff. They usually take their time and make a quality product. They haven't released that much good stuff. And I'm thinking if they found it easier to program or to bring stuff over to the 360, it might look better. Who knows? That's what I'm thinking. It's gonna be really interesting. But I don't know, because the PS3 is definitely the lead platform.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna say the PS3 is the lead platform in this case. So who knows?
Yeah. Well, if you don't mind, if I switch gears for a little bit with Pobe's email, it was interesting. He mentioned that he only owns a PS3, but he had mentioned DLC.
Yeah,
you know, he mentioned time exclusives or something as big as that, and then he also mentioned
GTA 4.
He mentioned GTA 4 exactly, and of course, you know, they don't have the, or did that come out with Liberty City Stories? Is that finally released for the PS3, or is that just 360?
That's just 360.
So that's still 360. That's a big deal because I've played and completed both of those DLCs, and they're absolutely amazing.
I'm really? Very jealous.
I enjoyed those better than I did the Fallout DLC. There was just a lot of meat on that bone. Yeah. There's a lot of good gameplay. They changed a lot, especially the Ballad of Gay Tony, which was just an amazing. I think Battle of Gay Tony was better than the actual original campaign of GTA 4.
No, oh, well.
I could see that.
See, that's why I made that choice. That's why I got it on 360.
So good.
Oh, and
then I realized, oh, wait, I don't like GTA games, so it doesn't really matter.
That definitely was a factor to me, and believe me, I was looking towards the 360 at first, but my 360 was dying when that game came out.
Ugh.
So I'm like, I don't even want to risk it.
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I got it on PS3, and now I'm kicking myself in the ass. Luckily, you can get it cheap now. But you know.
Well, I knew you guys, being a fan of the show, knew that you weren't too hot on GTA 4. What were the past GTAs? What were the past GTAs that you really liked? Did you like San Andreas, or was it Vice City that did it for you?
Vice City and the original 3, I think.
Okay,
I
were the ones that did it for me. Yeah. I didn't like San Andreas at all.
Really?
It was the subject matter.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't.
It was just a little too gangsta for you.
A little too gangsta for me. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not from the streets, are you?
I mean, not anymore.
The mean streets of Wisconsin.
I fought my way out of there, so I don't want to go back.
I like
out of the cheese factory.
Straight out of the Midwest.
Yeah, my thing isn't even just the fact it's GTA. It's more open world games like that. Just get to the point where it's too overwhelming for me, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Linear game.
Linear game.
And that's what I start playing. Saints Row is the same. Every open world game, dude. Like, I can't even... I'm trying to think of right now of an open world game actually completed. And I can't... Oh, well, I don't know if you want to call Infamous open world, but...
I will, yeah.
Yeah, I beat that.
Yeah, kinda.
There's not too much you can do, but it's open world.
Yeah, I guess.
You'll get attacked every other block you walk.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I guess that's the only one I really beat. I haven't beaten Fallout 3 yet, which is sad.
I beat Fallout 3.
I know.
Jason beat Fallout 3.
So, I've owned two different versions of that. The 360 and then the PS3.
You didn't sell the first
one. Oh, really? I didn't know
that. Someone else, did you?
I did.
You did?
I did. Yeah, right. I sold it to Terry.
Great. Great.
Oh, that's right. You did do that, yeah.
Oh, because Mr. Scott talked me into getting the PC version. And then, yeah, it kept locking up on me, so.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
I remember you saying because that was a problem with the Fallout feature that you had.
See it.
Yeah.
Couldn't beat it. Anyway.
Cool. Yeah. Any other emails? Any more?
We have one more from that Andrew Thomas guy.
Yana, he's writing in. I don't know.
Who is he working for?
We try. He keeps writing. We'll keep reading. This is our man, Jack Bauer. Unless the game is a 360 exclusive, I buy all my games on a PS3.
Fanboy.
Just
this like, is almost fanboyism, yeah.
Mm. Why? I prefer the DualShock to the 360 controller, okay. And I don't like paying for my online gaming. Fair enough.
You get so much with that.
You do.
And it's
that's another feature altogether.
Yeah. And it's signed, Jack, you don't have to pay to get me Bauer. Oh, and the PS3 doesn't sound like a jet engine.
Oh, yeah, true. It does. You ever played a Blu-ray on that motherfucker?
No shit, dude. My
loud as hell.
It is really loud.
It was actually louder than my 360. I shit you not.
The first game I noticed, like, usually games aren't that loud for me on PS3. The first game that sounded like the PS3 was a jet engine was Uncharted 2. And I was like, holy crap. And then I actually thought my 360 was pretty loud until we were in Atlanta for Innis Fest, and we went over to Chris's place.
Holy shit.
I remember he turned on his 360 and everyone's like in conversation with like other random people or whatever, and everyone stopped and looked at Chris and is like, dude, is that your 360? He's like, yeah, man. He looked at us like, that's normal. I'm like, dude, okay, my 360 is loud, but it's not like that. Like, dude, call your neighbors.
Yours isn't caked in dust either, so.
Chris, that thing is, you got to red ring that shit as soon as possible.
Trying to.
Cover it in the towel, microwave it for a couple of minutes.
Oh, man. Sounded like it was like eating like corn nuts and
corn nuts, nice.
Oh, like man. That. Anywho, that was, what were we saying? This, where were we going? Where am I?
I guess you had to be there. It was Tampax, right?
It was funny. Tampax. Yeah, it was definitely. Yeah.
And that's it. That's all we have with the feature. That's all the questions. No voicemails.
We should probably wrap up then. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. Jason, you're a special guest.
Sure, put the guest on the spot. I don't know. Typically, there are really so many features, but I'll try and keep it brief. I try and go for value. How about that?
So you're looking like DLC kind of thing, like
kind of. I mean that's a factor, but it also rolls up like, you know, how much game time I'll get into it. Like if I have more friends on one particular system, you know, that are going to get that game, then that's more valuable to me, you know, because I'll put in more hours that way.
Exactly.
So, yeah, there's lots of different factors. Graphics wise, it's got to be really gimped one system or the other. You know, Bayonetta is a good example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, it's so tough. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I debate over this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I look at that stuff because I want.
You want the best
for your dollar, because these games are not—they're not cheap.
Exactly,
they're not cheap. I know. There's rumblings of the talk about a change to a $50 price point, which we probably won't see. You know, which would be great, but mm-hmm. I mean, right now, these games are still $60.
Yeah,
that is really expensive. You do want the best for your value, so that, I mean, that's a that's very.
I'm an anal bastard. I mean, I don't care if they say, "Hey, this game is locked at 60 frames per second. This one is locked at 56. I'm taking the one at 60, even though it's not noticeable. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, this very version. I got to get that one.
It's
whatever,
so much smoother.
Yeah.
So you buy into that stuff.
It depends. Like Devil May Cry 4. I told the story how I had the demos and I was literally going through the demo on each console at the same time and flipping through my inputs and seeing which one looked better at certain times or whatever. And I'm like, this is dumb. This is so dumb. The fact that I have to switch between them and think about it, then be like, okay, I gotta go to this part of the game and see whatever. I'm like, nah, this like makes sense on PS3 and getting on PS3. But I'm a bit of a graphics whore, so. But I will take frame rate above graphics.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think the big thing for me is it's in multiplayer stuff. It's where the majority of the people I game with, I won't even say the most of the people I know who are getting it on that console. It's more the people I actually game with on a regular basis, in terms of multiplayer stuff. And then single player stuff, it actually got to a point where I was just alternating. I'd be like, I'm buying this one on 360, I'm buying this one on PS3.
Oh, I've had that too. It's like, I'm kind of low on 360 games.
Yeah.
I'm buying stuff for
360. Where's my... Because actually, people don't see it, but we're actually in the man cave right now, and when I do go to buy...
Oh, you got a bigger PS3 stack.
My PS3 stack is larger than my... Actual... That's
mine's getting close, man.
The three on the left are PSP.
Okay.
And this is making for great radio, so let's go ahead and stop it.
It's getting close.
It's
I did the same, dude. Like, I looked at my PS3 collection, I'm like, oh, because I got it a year, a bit after I had my 360. I'm like, I need to kind of catch up. And I'm looking at my shelf right there, and there's a bunch of multi-platform games that I have on my PS3 just to flesh out my collection.
Yeah. Like, if I can fill the shelf at the exact same time, like, you know, 360 and PS3, that'd be a win.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And Borderlands, I'll tell you this. Borderlands, I didn't know what its console was going to be. I was pretty sure 360, because, I mean, Jason was going to get it on 360. Scott from the Goo was getting it on 360. Until we started playing it at Indusfest, and somebody came up, there's people playing it split screen, and said, whoa, what console are you guys playing this on? They're like, PS3. And they're like, wow, I played split screen on 360, and it was not that choppy.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of frame rate. And that was maybe, like, I'm like, okay, that pretty much did it right there. Not that I'll ever play split screen, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just stuff like that, whatever. But if I didn't see that, or if I didn't hear someone say that, I would have been like, oh, it looks pretty good. I don't know, I'm just anal. That red looks more red.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't have the ability to notice that kind of thing. Like, it's kind of hard for me to like see that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes even like, you know, frame rate, and well, frame rate's kind of easy to see, but like anti-aliasing, like I really couldn't tell you that. Like, I'm not in the industry. I'm not like as good as those guys. I can really pick that. It's their job. They get paid to pick that stuff apart. Like, I just don't have the eye for that.
Actually, do you want to say one thing? Is one thing, when you do see these comparison videos, you'll always get people saying, well, it just doesn't look like they have the settings right for whatever version is inferior, whether it's on 360 or PS3. They just don't have their settings right for their TV. The majority of people who are doing this
video, the TV,
though. Yeah, well, exactly. And the majority of people who do these videos know that, and they know what they're doing. It's right. What they do. You think they don't sit there and that's why they're doing these videos, because they are like us, like analyzing, like, oh my God, that pixel's slightly out of place. We got to do a comparison video.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do this. Like, just stop using that argument, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it is, actually. And I've gone through some of the comments on the Lens of Truth, and everyone's like, you know, it's a sham, you know, it's fixed or whatever, you know, they don't have their settings right. But, I mean, you look through, like, the FAQ, and, you know, they lay it out, you know, what settings they have turned on, you know, and, you know, how it's exactly what the 360 is giving them. You know, there's no filters or anything like that. So, I mean, they're legit, I think. You know, I don't think they're really trying to scam people.
Yeah. They're just doing a service.
And really, and to tell you the truth, if you're on that site seeing the comparison videos, if you don't have both platforms, what the fuck? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, like, realistically. Like,
I think a lot of fanboys just go there either for vindication or to start a fight.
Yeah, like a justification to be like, oh, the version I have is sort of whatever is the best version. Yeah. But whatever.
Anyway,
whatever. Cool. So is that
no one factor or anything like that? That's good.
No. I mean, the only one I could really think of where it was like Batman, I bought on 360 because I really did not give a shit about the Joker content.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't give too much for that.
See, and I did.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, I mean,
why not?
But that's, dude, Batman's like your,
that's
one of your,
right,
one of your big things. Like, that's your
motherfucking right.
I'm looking at your desktop right now, and it's Batman.
All Batman.
Yeah, it's all Batman.
Yeah, but it's not Game of the Year material. So, oh wait, well, maybe that's maybe the next time we talk about
good
Jason.
Game. It is good game material, though.
Hey, it's on my Game of the Year list. But anyway, more of that in weeks to come.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which hopefully we'll have you back.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Maybe. All right, cool. So that's like a wrap
on
that one.
Shredder 2 doesn't make it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked about all there is to...
It's like the only reason is like, I have to come on the Game of the Year show because Uncharted is not going to be our game.
I'll be that swing vote. That's all right.
We'll see
it
what
can
happens.
Be 3-1.
Stay tuned. All right, guys, before we go into new releases, we haven't done this in a while. It's been a long while. And I think it's time for a Dear X.
Ooh.
Really?
I've never heard one of these before.
That's honestly a good idea for Travis. Didn't have this plan until we started talking about our distractions, and it kind of hit me, and I was like, I really want to complain about something, but wait a second, I'm going to save this. So I have no script here. I'm just kind of making this up as I go along.
Fuck it.
But
we'll do it live.
Do it live.
Here we go.
Cat hair on my microphone.
Dear Infinity Ward.
Whoa.
Thank you for putting out such a great game in Modern Warfare 2. I appreciate that it wasn't just a rehash of Modern Warfare 4 with, like, new levels. You actually added some substance to your multiplayer, and it's a lot of fun. But big fuck you to taking out the ability for me to have party chat with my friends. Because it's bullshit. I'm sick and tired of going on Xbox Live and going into a match, and before the match starts, have people talking bullshit and trash and telling me how high they are and how drunk they are and how everyone sucks. And after the match, coming out and telling me how much I suck. I don't need some 13-year-old girl or kid telling me how much I suck. The fact that my kill-to-death ratio was 6 to 20 tells everybody I suck. I don't need them telling me I suck. It's blatantly fucking obvious. I don't need somebody half my age telling me that, because it makes me feel really small, and the only thing I can come back to is something ridiculous, and it's like, your mother, and like, oh, I'm old enough to be your father, or, and then their comeback is, you're this old, and you're playing video games, and then at that point, I don't know what to say, because it's pointless, and you know, Microsoft, don't look all happy in the corner over there, and being like, yeah, this is on them. Fuck you. We're paying $50 a year for this service, which is supposed to have standardized features across all games. That's the way it's been. That's one of my things, why I like the game on the 360, because I can have party chat. What does party chat mean? I can go with my group of like 7 friends, getting a multiplayer party game and fucking party whatever and talk shit about the other team and not have to worry about hearing the shit they're talking about us, because it makes me feel insecure and I think that's fucking bullshit. And we pay money for this. This is supposed to be one of your, look at this, selling PSN is free, but you get party chat across all games and Xbox Live. And what you conceded to Infinity Ward? What is the big mammoth of Microsoft? Are they bowing down to Infinity Ward? Yes, they made a great game and they got a lot of pull. It's going to sell a lot of copies. But come the fuck on, seriously. That is fucking bullshit. Paying money, that's one of the things, that's one of the selling points of buying like a multi-platform game, is like an online game. Hey, I can buy this multi-platform game on PSN and have it might not work for a day or two, but then I'm not, you know what, I can go on Xbox Live and get my party chat on and not have to worry about people being, dude, we so beasted your shit. We beasted you. What the fuck is beasted? Beast, like, you beat us. Okay? Why do you have to rub that shit in? We suck. We understand that. Mustachios for the win, by the way. A few people will maybe understand that. But I think that's fucking garbage, and you got to patch that shit, because that is something that literally is turning me off of the game right now, because I used to like to go into Modern Warfare, like, you know, Modern Warfare 1, World at War. Well, I'm sorry if any Ward for putting Modern War or World at War and you guys in the same sentence. I know you get upset about that. You're not listening. Who kidding? Doesn't matter. But yeah, please patch that. Give us our party chat back so I can sit there and make fun of people who kicked our ass without having to hear it from them. And Microsoft, seriously, if you're going to sit there and call it a standard and this is what we're paying for a service for, tell them, no, you have to have this in the game. Because that's what I'm getting used to. That is what I want. I don't want a game with random fucking douchebags. And fuck you.
Hallelujah, brother.
And their matchmaking still sucks.
God damn, their matchmaking blows. I don't understand how when the game first came out, and I'm playing with my buddies, and we're all ranked maybe like 10th level. How the hell do we get put out with people that are like in their 30s and 40s?
Prestige on top of that, like they went over the mark, and they're like, you're still on with regular people. It's ridiculous, and I just don't think. And I got to give love to SOCOM, like just the audio quality of hearing people and how you are heard through your headset is just eons and eons better. On other games, not just SOCOM, it's other games. I had a better time hearing people on Red Faction Guerrilla's multiplayer than I do on Modern Warfare 2. It's really bad.
You're playing on PSN though, right?
And well, yeah.
Not good, but have you ever tried playing? Well, of course you've played Warhawk online.
Oh, jeez.
hey, can you guys hear me? Over there. All right, fuck this shit. Why did I buy a mic? Why did this game come with a microphone? Yeah. Fuck
but,
that shit.
But SOCOM's fine though. So why is SOCOM okay and then Modern Warfare not?
I don't get it, dude. And same with the fighting games on PS3 are fine. I don't see any difference between like Street Fighter and Blaze Blue and even Soul Calibur. But yeah. I don't know, for some reason I play big game like the Call of Duties, the Warhawks, Battlefield. It just for some reason it just sounds different.
Mm-hmm.
And talking through a funnel.
Yeah.
Kind of like me right now. Kind of a puddle of myself. Anyway, that was my dear. I seem to get it off my chest. I think it's total bullshit and it pisses me off.
Good shit, buddy.
Every single game we'll sit there. I do feel better because like we'll get there and we'll be like, yeah, let's play some. This is Modern Warfare 2. And literally, this is what usually it is. It'll be me and like the five or six people that I usually like play. Like I'm pretty like Harlock's one of our listeners, and I play with him like almost on a nightly basis online. And we'll sit there and play, and we'll be totally silent before the game starts. I was talking shit. And once the game starts where you can only hear people on your own team, then we start talking shit about the other team. Like, this is fucking bullshit. And it's our party chat bag. This is retarded. But, yeah. It really does suck, man. I'm sick of hearing it.
Yeah.
I guess I kind of got, sheltered away from that with party chat because everyone talks about all, like, the racism that goes on Xbox Live and PSN, all the trash talking. And I guess because I'm so used to party chat, I was kind of forgot about it. And just Modern Warfare 2 brought that right back, and I'm like, oh. All right.
It's really bad.
Yeah. Anywho, that being said, let's do some new releases really quick, because there's not much. Jason or Travis, whoever's handling this, do we have a repeat email?
We do indeed.
Do we have our other official member, or unofficial member of Indus ready?
We do indeed. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Looks kind of interesting. You know, on the plus side, you get to hang out in a French bordello. On the minus side, the developer got shit canned by EA, basically, you know, days after it went gold, so that's never really a good sign in the publisher's confidence there, but might be worth looking into. Okay, and the rest of the front, we got Silent Hill Shattered Memories for the Wii. It's the remake of Silent Hill 1. Looks pretty decent if you're into sort of survival horror stuff. Could be a good time there, or a scary time, if it does its job right. We've actually got a downloadable title we know about. Ooh, it's amazing. Pixel Junk Shooter.
Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. Another game in the brilliant Pixel Junk series. That should definitely be worth the probably $10 it'll cost. And we've got the final chapter in the Tales of Monkey Island series, Rise of the Pirate God.
Thank God.
It's PC, maybe WiiWare at some point, probably a couple weeks' time. Excellent series, well worth checking out for basically anyone who has a PC. And the final game this week is Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks. Yes, it's Link on a train. It looks pretty damn fantastic because it's a Zelda game and they rarely are terrible. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll probably worth checking that one out. True. And that's pretty decent week considering the last 2 weeks of, well, crap. Anyway, catch us later.
Thank you, sir.
Can I say how much I love Repeat?
He does that every week.
I was just
going to say it too. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
We do really appreciate that he does that.
That's cool.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And a stark contrast from the last 2 weeks with this release list. I mean, a lot of really good games.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting games. And good value games, too. I mean, like, we got a downloadable and a DS. I mean, that's good stuff coming up.
Yeah, true down.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Jeff, did he miss anything?
He didn't mention, which is, well, there's reasons why he didn't mention it. For the Wii, we got Rec Room Games.
On it?
Yeah, there's actually 20 mini games on this little disc of fun. There's stuff like darts, foosball. I don't even know
for
if
the
foosball's
that
on there.
Don't own a Rec Room, I guess. You know?
Yeah, sure. Exactly. So I'm sure it works really well and feels like the real thing. On DS, he didn't mention Puzzle World. And I know that was number one on my list. 360 PS3, he covered Saboteur. That is basically the only thing coming out for those two. And Pandemic did get shit canned, which kind of sucks, especially after the reason that kind of came out is because they announced that there's going to be Mercs, Inc. Someone basically was like, hey, we just found out we're getting shit canned. The game we're working on, you know? So another Mercs game with multiplayer. Cool. But anywho. PSP is getting James Cameron Avatar, the game. And PC, Saboteur, Play Mobile 2-pack. and Tupac, yo. See, Tupac Lives.
Uh-huh.
And Dirt 2. We talked about how PC games kind of are getting them a little bit later than consoles.
Yeah.
And this is a little bit later. But that's a release list, really. And that's not too much, man. The whole holiday releases are out and in full force.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, thanks, no Pete, for giving us all the ones that really are worth the damn.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I'm not going to lie. I kind of miss his this release list, and there's nothing but bullshit out. So, yeah. January is going to be a mess, though. But, yeah. cool. That's new releases. Listener email. What do we got?
No, we had
to get pick of the week.
Pick
of the week.
Oh, shit. I want to skip pick of the week. Is that really? All right. Pick of the week. Jason.
Saboteur, their boobs.
Travis?
I like boobs, but since he already picked Saboteur, I'm going to go with Pixel Junk Shooter because mm-hmm. of the value, because I think there's going to be a lot of good playing time with that for the price.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to be able to say boobs.
If a game, I am interested in Saboteur, but if there is a game I'm going to buy next week, it probably will be Pixel Junk Shooter. So I'm going to go with that. Even though there was a rumor that it was being delayed because of Final Fantasy 13, which maybe just might be in Japan, which would make sense.
That makes sense. But it's on my radar.
Yeah. Why no Zelda? Really? I didn't finish the first one for a DS. Yeah. And I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I think they need to kind of not rebrand, but kind of change the way that game is played.
But they do, Travis. They just tell the exact same story every time with a different art style. And
maybe EA should take it over and we can get new roster updates.
Or Activision take it over. We can get it every year.
Yeah.
Chavis will buy the orange cloak that...
put three teams on it. Just spit it out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There we go.
All right. Cool. That was Pick of the Week. And now we'll get a listener email.
Now we got a listener email.
Travis, okay. Anything? Anything? Emails, voicemails, snail mail?
We got a few. Now, a couple of them, and I say a couple, which I mean damn near all of them, are kind of on the same subject. And I think we're going to embarrass our buddy Jason over here. So I'll start off.
For that.
I'll start off.
I have
off
nothing
with
to do with that woman.
So all these people saw Jason naked is basically what you're saying.
That's why they're so embarrassed.
If by naked you mean they're sad that Jason will be leaving the audio show, then yes. Then yes, you're absolutely right. We got a few of them, man. Jason, you were loved, buddy. You were loved. Believe it or not, people actually liked you on this show.
This is tongue-in-cheek, really. I'm sure.
I don't think so. Because I was one of them, buddy.
This is sarcasm.
I put some gay stuff on the Jason thread on VG Evo. I was loving the Unistrike for sure.
I saw that love letter from Tay-Tay.
You like that?
From Pobe.
Oh, from Pobe.
Yeah, that was hot.
Good guy. He actually wrote another one, too.
Oh, jeez.
Well, let's start off from our buddy Zeke in here.
Zeke.
I just finished the last episode, and I'm sitting here dumbstruck. Feeling like Luke Skywalker when he finds out that Darth is his father. No. It has to be a mistake. Is it April Fool's Day? No.
No.
That's usually not in December.
Not usually.
Has Jason overdosed on turkey? Or is he still ranting from fever dreams? No. They all seem to agree. It can only be the truth. No!
Uncharted 2 fanboys forcing away.
For the record, when Steve Jobs does his, but there is only one more thing, it is usually something new and exciting because he announces not, we are dropping the iPod line and all your music you brought would be unable to use next week.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, but I have to go cry in the shower where no one can see me.
Oh, Zeke.
P.S. Oh, welcome aboard, Travis. I'd be more supportive, but I still have 4 steps left to acceptance. Well, Zeke, buddy, I'm here to please. Yeah.
Zeke, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. You. And we share, I mean, even me and Jeff, and I'm sure we speak for Chris, too. You know, we share your sadness. I mean, to lose Jason,
it's a shame. Happy you want to put up with my
shit. We're not losing Jason. We're just expanding. He's going to be back on some shows.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
we're going to force his shit back, so don't worry, people. We're going to be like, dude, you're coming the fuck on this show.
We need to leave.
And you're going to hear so much of him, you might get sick of him with the other stuff, the video stuff like that and whatever. And when he writes this video review of Uncharted 2, you're going to be coming with, flaming steaks for the heart. But
you guys, I want to do that so bad.
But... I think you should, dude. I think that'd be hilarious.
I actually want the site to succeed, though. So
right.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
That's important. Well, we got more emails, but do you want to go ahead and jump over to a quick voicemail?
Yeah, what the hell?
Do it.
We got. Here we go.
This isn't the one of me crying for 10 minutes, is it?
No, huh?
Oh, okay, cool.
This is Craig, a.k.a. Big CP here, coming to you live from Scotland, and I have a non-video gaming related question for you today. I know this isn't a patch on Indusfest.
Indusfest!
In June, I will be going down to England for a music festival called Downloadfest.
Downloadfest!
Which is essentially where lots of metalheads and metal bands come together and all get drunk over a weekend.
Ooh, that is nice.
And it's one of these camping affairs. I'll be arriving on the Wednesday and sleeping in a tent until the Monday. So, as having barely camped before, once with the Scouts, and never met a music festival before, I was wondering if any of you had any tips for either of these. Where to pitch the tent, what places to avoid, where to get the best view of the bands, etc. Thanks for giving us a listen. Thanks for your upcoming responses, I hope. And keep up the good work on the show. Thanks.
You Big got
Secret
it.
Out.
Thanks, Big C.
Thanks,
I want a
dude.
Scottish fucking accent, dude.
Oh, I know, because if it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Exactly. Scottish, Australian, or English, dude. I'm just like, I don't know.
I'm jealous of the accent
yeah, I
as
know.
Well.
Well, he Real. Pretty much wanted to know, you know, he's going to a big concert, and he wants to know, you know, what's the best spot to set up.
That's
you know, I've always been a stage rush, front row kind of guy.
Okay.
But, you know, like... For instance, we went to 311.
Festivals, that's a commitment, though. When you're at a festival and you're front stage rush, that's you're there for like 9 hours.
For 9 hours. But if it's a single... Well, see, yeah, that's the point. If it's a single concert...
He's got a weekend thing going on.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, this is like Woodstock Junior. This is like, you know, a bunch of metal bands, by the way.
Yeah.
So this ain't no, like, you're going to see a couple, like... heavy hardcore bands play, then all of a sudden like Sarah McLachlan's gonna come on and serenade the crowd for 30 minutes.
Right.
This is yeah.
I've been to several in Wisconsin, you know, that were usually weekend long affairs, and you never actually got to see many bands. So there was way too much drinking going on. Yeah, we would just set up a tent, and actually it's during the summer, so what we would do is actually kinda we'd get a bunch of rafts together and just like go down the river and drink and
right.
Yeah, shenanigans. I never saw much.
That's
many bands.
The festivals, they usually have numerous stages too.
Yeah,
and you kind of even if you're kind of camping out there, just kind of try to find a central location to where you can maneuver yourself in between the stages, because most festivals have you know multi stages to where you can like okay, well this band's playing over here and this band's playing over there. Well, at this time. Let's go ahead and hit this stage because I like this band better or their music's better for what I want to do or if I'm just drunk enough to listen to a jam band or whatever. You know, just
keep yourself mobile.
Yeah,
like I don't know if I'd want to be up front and center for something.
No,
like that.
Not the whole time, that's for sure.
Single like, concert maybe, but a festival, you want to be able to move around. Cause,
stages.
I mean, honestly, the people around those the festivals, something that's weekend long, like Bonnaroo, there were a really lot of obnoxious, over-drunken, and just like some of those people you just want to be around.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of like, you know, stick to your core group, whoever you're with, just kind of stick with that group and just move around. Yeah. What? Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to be drinking for one, try to do the two beers, one bottle of water thing, only to make you not only last all day, but remember the day and remember that you're hearing the music. You'll still get really drunk, but you won't be ridiculous. And also set landmarks. If you're going with a bunch of people, that is like important. Like, I don't know if you guys saw, was it Woodstock something? Some one dude had this humongous friggin' flag thing. It was like kind of like a thing where it's like if you're going with like a big group of people, that's where you know where they are at all times. But have like a thing where if you can't find anybody, this is where we'll be or whatever. That's kind of cool.
If you can carry that stuff in nowadays, because you can't bring crap
that is
in
true.
Now.
Oh my god, yeah.
But these type of camping festivals are a little bit different.
They're more of a social thing too. It's more of like
it always was for us too.
Yeah, a lot of people. It's like the band stuff are kind of like I don't want to say background noise because But a lot of times that's what it turns into, especially if you're drinking. It's like, hey, these guys are fucking awesome. These guys are awesome. You're sitting there having like your own kind of conversation, doing your own thing. But it's more of an experience, I guess. I've never really been to a festival per se that would lasted more than a day, I guess. I've never done the whole camping thing. I've wanted to.
You should. It's the business, man. It's
good. I wanted to go to Woodstock, dude, when the last Woodstock was, but I was kind of young then.
That was 94.
Like, yeah, was it 94, dude, when it was in New York?
Woodstock 94.
Holy shit.
Damn. Or 98. No, 98. 98?
98. Okay. Wherever it was. I don't know. But I'm one of the guys who likes to remember the shows I see, though, so I tend to not drink too much when I go to concerts. But, yeah. I don't know. But sometimes getting you drunk kind of gets you really crazy and ridiculous stuff. Next thing you know, you're naked in mud. Whatever.
The things white people do.
Cool
deal. Thanks, Big. That was good stuff, man. And have fun at that. That's the ultimate thing, is have fun. Have
Download
a good time.
Fest.
Download Fest.
Download Fest.
Cool deal. Well, we got another email. And this is our buddy Captain Harlock.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, shit, what's up?
Yo, Windus.
Yo.
LTLFTW here. Good going with the show. I listen to it.
I listen to it.
I like that. Am I the only one that has noticed game publishers and developers have taken away rewards like extra maps, characters, and costumes for doing certain objectives in games and replaced them with achievements and trophies that don't really do anything, and now make us pay for them as DLC instead? Meanwhile, if you had a choice, would you buy shelf storage for games that hide or display your games? I'm trying to put a game room together, but it's not a room. It's a loft. Mm-hmm. People might see it and realize I play games. They may stop being my friend. They might steal games, personal experiences. Furthermore, thanks and good night, Harlock. And P.S., yeah, that first question was really long and poorly written, and I can only imagine how I might sound when read aloud. Also, sorry I lied about the zombies and the subject.
Yeah.
It was meant to get your attention while browsing your emails. I was actually quite disappointed, and I'm now sad that I read your email because I wanted to talk about the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
no shit.
Yeah, the subject line is achievements and game room design with zombies. I remember that email came in. I dropped everything, and I'm like, what? Oh, this is awesome. There's no fucking zombies,
you know,
Harlock.
Jason was actually, he emailed me and said, you know what? I think I'm going to come back on the audio show because this guy wrote this awesome email about zombies.
I think we're
going
to talk about zombies.
Our first DRX to a listener.
Yeah.
Interesting. Nice. Cool deal. Well, for his first part, you know, talking about, you know, taking away things that in the past have just been in the game and replacing it.
We're getting shafted.
Yeah. And we just discussed that earlier in the show with Dragon Age with Warden's Keep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something, it should be obvious that a big role-playing game, you're constantly getting loot. You should be able to put that loot somewhere instead of just throwing it on the ground and forgetting about it.
Yeah, I think.
You know, but now they're making us pay for that treasure chest. I mean, among other things, but they're making us pay for that chest to put stuff
in. Street Fighter 4. How many fighting games, I can name a bunch of fighting games where the more you beat the game, the more you play different modes, you open up costumes and colors and whatnot. Street Fighter 4 made you buy that shit. Now, I love my Street Fighter 4. I bought all that shit. Maybe twice. But
maybe I did too.
It's kind of bullshit.
I don't feel bad about Demon Souls now. When you buy DLC twice, that's a different story.
Yeah, true. I gotta have my costumes on both consoles.
Right,
so.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah, they're idiots like us that justify it to these companies. So sorry.
Yeah, and I wish I don't know where it was. Was VG or GLF? I can't remember. That they should make the achievement points worth something. Open up stuff with the achievement points because obviously, if you're opening up the achievement points, you're playing more games. So they're still getting money some way or the other. I will trade in like 12,000 achievement points for this DLC, but that's not going to happen because there's some people who just won't do that because they want to have the big EPNS, and I have 100,000 gamer points and trophies and
I like it when they do stuff like that, but it's rare though. Like, do you remember Explosion Man or like the mall?
Explosion Man, yeah.
Playing through the game would unlock, you know.
Close. And that's a big deal.
Oh, now that they brought
I
that
really
was the new
like that.
Yeah, the new thing is now every game's going to have
Avatar clothes.
Avatar stuff you open up with achievements, basically.
Right,
yeah, after, yeah.
And I love that. I think that's good. I think it's really good. What Halo Waypoint did, I thought that was really, really good. Like, you know, the amount of achievements that you've gained in Halo 3, ODST, and Halo Wars, based on how long or how deep you've played those games, you know, you got avatar clothes for it. And it was amazing. I mean, I'm talking like full ODST gear, I mean, for your character, which is...
Really?
I mean,
how do you do that?
Not just like a Halo shirt.
Fuck me up.
for the amount that I played, I got everything except for the actual... you can get a recon helmet for your avatar. I got everything except for the recon helmet. But I think you have to get every single achievement in all three of those games, ODST, Wars, and 3.
So you beat ODST?
Yeah.
Jesus, fuck. What did we get ourselves into, man? This guy actually plays games to the end.
Told you.
What do you mean, told you?
Told you.
What are you talking about?
Chose my replacement for a reason.
You didn't choose your replacement. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't, but anyway, different podcast.
Right. Good looking out, Jason. Good looking out,
buddy. I got you this job. Don't screw it up.
I'm trying not to. I'm so trying not to. Another thing, if y'all don't mind me dishing about it, but another thing he brought up with, he said he's got a little loft area, but he's trying to make his own little, you know, man cave situation.
Yeah,
and you know,
but do you want it presentable to like everybody? I mean, is it okay that, you know, your friends know that you play games? Do you want to display those games? I do.
Yeah,
I certainly do.
And I do, too. I actually wish we would have had this question next week.
Okay.
Because tomorrow night, we're doing our... I'm a business owner. I own a Sonic Drive-In and a franchise, and we own about 11 stores. And I'm actually having all these partners, these owners, our franchisees, over to our house. And one of the big things that we're going to try to do, we think that when people start drinking and eating, that Rock Band is going to be a really big hit.
Because Rock Band is a great
casual game, but these people are not necessarily gamers. But we think this is going to be a huge hit. Well, they're going to come up here.
Mm-hmm.
These are my business partners.
Yeah.
I'm talking like a couple of these guys.
Yeah, like investors.
I'm talking like six-figure guys. They're going to come up in here, and they're going to see a mini fridge, a... wall scrolls of Cloud and Aeris.
The stuffed cloud over there. Yeah.
Yes, a stuffed cloud holding my PlayStation 3 eye. You know, all these things. A fucking signed picture of Trickman Terry that Jason loves. That's his favorite part of the room.
It's so
you know,
sparkly.
All this stuff. And, you know, I'm willing to let them see this part of my life.
You're proud, man.
I'm proud of it. You know what's like the, you know what I have to say to Harlock is, you know, what's the difference as gamers? What is the difference between someone who's a movie buff? If someone has a movie room and they have all these posters of like Casablanca and all these classic films,
games
Citizen
have that
Kane,
stigma, man.
You know they have that stigma.
They do.
They really do have that stigma. But you know, if people had a book room or a library or a movie room, it would be respected. Oh, cool, you have something to like. But they're gonna see this room, and I'm sure some of them are going to say, wow, did you see that room? But you know what? I don't care. This is what I like. This is my hobby. I love video games. And I have no qualms of letting anyone know. I don't think you should either. I mean, if these guys are going to have a problem with that, your friends are going to have an issue thinking you're weird. They're not your friends in the first place.
And also, the other alternative was they might steal the games. If they might steal the games, what the fuck are you inviting me to in the first place?
Friends. And look, if these guys don't play games, period, they're not your friends, okay? You want to be with gamers. I mean, that's just like, you know, we lie with our own pretty much.
Yes, we do.
For the most part. I, of my really closest friends, I don't know one who does not play video games. At least some. So.
I've known people that don't, and I don't know them anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of like a you know, it's just that thing.
They're a non-gamer.
I mean, it's cool people. Like every single person, like, I kind of wish we would kind of like at Battle and Brew, kind of like you know, interact more with other people that are there because I can tell some of those people are really cool. Like we hate those skin jobs at trivia. But
they're still.
I think they're pretty cool people.
I would get in a bar fight.
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So yeah, Harlock. I mean, dude, put what you want up in there. Find some stuff. Find some unique
Hell
stuff.
Yeah.
Don't just find random posters. Find some unique stuff. One of a kind things that not everybody will have, and put it in there and make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And then post it on VG Eva, man. I want to see what it looks like. I want to give you some input.
Embrace your geekiness, sir.
Absolutely.
Don't be ashamed.
Absolutely.
That's right. Right. And make sure to beasted those motherfuckers. Just
fucking
saying.
Right.
You know, beast all up in there. Beast up and beast down.
Y'all want to go ahead one more email?
I am.
Yeah, man.
Really ready for it.
You're really ready for it?
So ready.
All
Who's
right.
It from?
This is a long one. Oh, from our man Pobe again.
Okay.
He came and holler at us again, no?
Okay. I think I'm still ready.
All right. Hey, guys. It's me, Pobe. Man.
What's up, Pobe?
Last week was
a banned.
He did get banned. Sorry. He's in pink.
Sorry.
Pretty in pink, Pobe. It's a website. Uh-huh. Man, last weekend was a Black Friday holiday. True. As I was listening to the latest episode, I honestly feel like I was listening to you guys' Jerk Store episode
Hell
just yesterday.
Yeah. You remember that, Jeff?
Yeah.
Last year?
No.
I don't listen
jerk
to
Jerk Store
show.
Episode?
It's a podcast.
We actually had an episode of Jerk Store?
Yeah. It was a Black Friday. We were just talking about the jerk stores during Black Friday.
Oh, that's right. We did. Shit. Because nothing really crazy. Well, anyway, go ahead. It's probably going to lead into it.
Yeah. Oh, I got tons more. Yeah, honestly, I still remember Chris talking about the video of jerk stores being jerk stores and such. Time has flown by very fast, eh? Before I know
you, Jeff.
Before I know it, it's been over 2 years since I first visited VG Evo, and yesterday I just got banned for the first time ever. Anywho,
Sorry,
listened to the last 5 minutes of the latest episode, I was absolutely shocked and was very saddened. I felt like I'm losing a good friend or something.
We're very close, Pope and I.
Even though I know Jason will still be around. So, this email is dedicated to you, Jason, and especially you. You are the greatest thing about Indus.
Wow.
Well, one-third of it. LOL.
What? How does that work?
I'm the best one-third.
You're his favorite one-third.
I'm the best part, but I'm only... What? Okay.
You were one of my inspirations in Street Fighter 4, and God knows how much time I've spent on the game. Honestly, I doubt I would ever spend this much time in a fighting game if it wasn't for you. Or hell, even buy an expensive fighting stick.
Oh, boy. Heart's growing 3 times today.
Yeah. Without you, who's going to be singing songs during the GOG giveaway?
Hopefully Travis. Or
well, I sang last time.
Okay.
And that's sang every other time as well.
That's one of the best parts of Indus. Without you, will I ever get to laugh again at Super the Fucking Jason mode?
Without that's going to live on, believe me.
Without you, who's going to help make Jeff pronounce my name right? Who's gonna bring in crazy awesome stuff about fighting tournaments and I got next? Who else could fucking say all lowercase?
All lowercase.
As good as you.
Nobody.
Who else could have that sexy voice that I'll miss?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Who gives a shit, you may ask?
Shit.
We all do. All the Indus listeners, including me, will truly miss you, Jason.
Oh, this is
we
weird.
Will. Tears dropping on my keyboard.
Aw, Pobe.
Mm.
And now that it's all over with, integrating Indus for the better is great news.
Yeah.
I also would like to congratulate Mr. Spoiler.
That's you.
That's me.
Your website.
Welcome to the show, man. Thank you. I'm sure you will be a great host. I hope you have fun hosting with the two of the best podcasters in the world. Sorry for the wrong email.
Except for me. One.
Goodbye, guys. Goodbye,
you'll be
Jason.
The best video podcaster in the world.
Goodbye, Jason. Until you're on next time. P.S. Which the P.S. is almost longer than the actual email itself.
Oh, actually, he said don't read this on the
okay,
show.
So P.S. Don't read the messages below on the show.
Don't read that
there
shit.
We go. Thank you, Pobe.
The heart did grow a little bit there.
And turn
the boy onto Street Fighter. I'm spreading the gospel, man.
And that did for me, too. It wasn't just him. That was me, too.
I would have never.
Yeah, I mean, and you know,
suckers.
You have a lot of people. You have a lot of people who will get. I think your only negative or our only negative review came from you guys only talk about Street Fighter enough.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know, dude, it is the motherfucking truth. There are not many games that, you know. Even people who are not gamers, you know, people can, you know, identify Mario and Luigi, but there's a lot of people who are not really big gamers that can identify Ryu and Ken or even like Bison or some character like that. You know, there's a lot of people that can do that. And to spread that game around and to have people like Pope and even myself really
I was
get
on a,
into
I was
game.
On a pilgrimage.
And you did a great job.
I was preaching the gospel.
You did a great job, man.
So if anything, I'm happy for my Street Fighter 4 time.
You poisoned the masses.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Nice.
Drink that Kool-Aid. Suck it down.
Well, we do have more emails. Do you want to go ahead and do a voicemail again?
Yeah, I think so. Well, actually, I've just got one. If you've got more emails, keep going with those.
Yeah, I'll go with the emails.
I've got one more voicemail.
And I have one more email.
Hey, there we go.
It works out. This is from our buddy Jonathan Smith.
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to let you guys know that when I heard that Jason was leaving the podcast,
oh boy,
it began to snow outside my window at work.
Oh, and he lives in Hawaii.
That global warming's a bitch. I don't know if it was a sign from Mother Nature that she was sad about the news, that or that Jason gave her dandruff.
It is contagious.
It is. But it will be sad for all of us Uncharted fanboys to not have our support anymore. I bid you a fond farewell.
Aww.
And we'll look forward to hearing you in future Indus specials, because every episode you're on is a special one to me. Wow. That is nice.
Aww.
And I'm not talking about the DDD special.
D-D-D. That kind of special.
Two hands.
Ready.
P.S. Guess we'll still hear Jason on the Scrub Sort Season 2.
Yes, you will.
I am so excited about this. So, I mean, we're going to try to shoot for that for Super Street Fighter.
Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I am so excited about that.
Scrub Sort Center back into full effect.
I'm so excited about that.
Scrub Sort's next on the list after we get the site knocked down.
Nice. And then also having, having a group watching the matches too.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun too. I'm excited about that. But that's another feature.
Yeah. Scrub Sort, right, another thing that I wanted to work on. That's one of the other personal projects that I want to go and, you know, actually pay some attention to, because I never really got much of a chance to before. So
I'm excited about it. That's going to be good stuff.
I love Scrub Sort.
Me too.
I love you guys.
And fucking props to Project for keeping that shit alive right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a cool guy too, meeting him.
Project
for the first time.
That's,
I like
shit. Hell yeah.
And to see his name was really Nico Kusanagi.
I get this name.
He pulled out his ID and his name is Nico Kusanagi. That's some shit.
All right, well, thank you, Travis, appreciate that. You did a pretty good job.
It was fun. It was good.
That was fine. That was good.
You can keep
stuff
doing this, I guess.
All right, I'll try.
Pass the torch.
We might keep you on for more than 2 episodes.
This might be your segment now.
I was disappointed we couldn't actually get a torch here, because I would have liked to get it, but whatever.
Light up a cigarette and pass it over to Travis.
All right, so are you sure we don't have another email?
I am
pretty sure we have one more.
I think
Jason should read it.
We actually do. We actually do have another email. Jason, do you want to read it? Because I would feel kind of awkward reading this.
Fucking love to read it. All right, so back in the saddle here. Move it, bitch. All right.
How is that comfortable for you, Jason?
He's actually sitting in my lap reading my computer now.
Right. All right, first things first, congrats to Mr. Boiler Alert.
Hey!
For reasons that are obvious.
Yeah, that's obviously Jack Bauer.
This is obviously, he's a boiler. But enough of that, it's question time for Travis.
I'm nervous.
You get your own questions.
Ooh.
Wow. All right, so we have, there's five. Anyway, first question, how did you come about listening to Indus?
Just like pretty much 90% of VG, though I came riding the PS Nation train. I came riding the PS Nation train.
Coming down your tunnel. It's a cargo train.
We have had way too much to drink.
Uh-huh.
And then I signed, went on to VG Evo from there. And I don't know. I just ended up liking the show. I mean, I guess me and Jack, we coined the phrase together, buddy. You know, PS Nation brings them, Interactive Distraction keeps them. I have been
that's
kept.
That's the first time I've heard that.
I have been kept to the point where now I am under contract.
Yeah.
For X amount of years.
Yeah,
so I'm screwed. I'm stuck now. So don't like the show too much, listeners, because you will get stuck having to actually hang with these guys.
Sucker.
It's not fun.
We fucking suck. Trust me.
So that's pretty much the story. All basic. Right.
Cool. All right. So question number two. What's your favorite game series?
Ooh.
Wait. What's your favorite? There's a U in
favorite.
There.
Favorite. Yeah. O-U.
He's foreign.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually pretty tough. When it comes down to it,
Street Fighter 4.
Wait, sorry, buddy, but I got to give love to my sports ball. I've always been a Madden freak. Madden is the only game.
Which
that
year
I could
was your favorite?
This year has okay. ended up being that. Before that, it was 2006 when I revamped the defense.
that's exciting.
Isn't it? Oh man, I could seriously could talk about that for an hour about the things that they've changed.
A Madden game like XXXXXX.
You sure you're playing it right, buddy?
No, I'm not. But
yeah,
that's all right. Jason doesn't play it right either.
No, I don't. It's awful, terrible. Anyway.
Yeah, Madden's my favorite, and it's just I buy it every year, and I will buy it every year, and it's never going to change. It's my favorite. Yeah.
Cool.
By the way, those Saints beat the fuck out of the Patriots.
Oh, wasn't it great? Oh, man, my Saints. Looks okay, anyway, go ahead.
Travis is the happy guy.
Next.
Next question, number three. What is your least favorite game series?
Least favorite game series? Mm-hmm. Wow, the series. That's pretty tough.
This is like a little getting to know Travis.
I don't know of a game series that I like the least, because if I didn't like the first game, I'm not going to try out the rest of the series.
Good point.
You know? And usually if it's a series of something, I'm usually going to like it. You know what? Dead to Rights. They tried to serialize that game, and the first one was okay. And then they tried to, you know, move on to the second game, and the second game was trash, which I liked the first one, but the second game just was just terrible. And then doing the PSP port now not a port, but they're actually doing a fresh new storyline. But I'll never give it a shot. So I have to say, Dead to Rights is probably really, really bad. I think it's terrible.
Good shit. Mm-hmm. All right. Next question, number four. What's your job?
My job.
What
I
do
am.
You do?
What's your job?
What is your function?
What do you do here? What exactly are you good at?
Who do I work
for?
Yeah. So Jack is asking me, who do I work for? Yeah. I am the owner and managing operator of Sonic Drive-In off of Peachtree Industrial Boulevard in Duluth, Georgia.
Hell yeah, tater tots.
That's right.
That was
actually
awesome. One of the best hangover meals I've had.
Wasn't that a fun time? That was a really, really good time. I really enjoyed
having like 50 people crammed outside of Sonic standing there.
My employees hated that so much.
Oh, I'm sure they did. You motherfucker.
That was good. But they handled it well, and the food was good, and everything was nice and everything, and I mean, it was a good time. But I'm a business owner. I own a Sonic Drive-In, and it's it is what it is. It's burgers and fries. It's nothing special. So, next question.
Next question, number five. PS3, 360, or Wii?
PlayStation 2.
Okay.
Oh, no. You know, I've that's really, really tough.
Depends on what lens of truth tells you.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, when I first jumped into Next Generation, I just had a 360, and then I had sworn on a 360. And when I got my PlayStation 3, I suddenly started to shift over. VG Evo helped, because there was a lot of people to start playing with.
Oh, God.
There was a lot of people
that isn't
to start
helping Travis.
Yeah, Travis.
It's hurting.
I'm not done. I am not done. When it comes to a multiplayer, I really enjoy the PS3, but if you're talking about overall game quality, single player games, the 360 is my favorite console. I do like it.
And we're not laughing because he said PS3. That's digging a hole. Anyway.
What'd you get Assassin's Creed 2 on?
PS3. I mean, no, I'm sorry, 360.
Oh, okay.
Assassin's Creed was 360.
There we go.
Modern Warfare was PS3 because of the multiplayer. Yeah.
Interesting. All right, next question then. This is the final one. Who's your favorite terrorist fighting retired granddad?
Now, this is tough.
Yeah.
Where does one draw a line?
Like, two options.
Because there is, I mean, I don't even know where to start. Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, you have Sam Fisher.
Yeah.
You
know, well, did he make it? That's did he make easy, it to be a granddad though? Because his
his daughter died. Dead, so no.
So
and he's not retired. He was just fired.
He was just fired. Okay. So, but I would say that Snake fits into there.
Big
you know,
boss.
Solid Snake.
Oh,
Big Boss. Yeah, Big Boss. That's right. Because he's a granddad, and he.
But is it a granddad when you're the same person?
But he has like multi. He has like over like. He has like hundreds and hundreds of clones. I would say that he's kind of like. I don't know. That's really tough. Jack, I don't know what you're fishing for, buddy, but. Wait a minute. Jack.
Ooh. I mean, what's his face? Price.
Yeah.
Captain Price from Modern Warfare.
Box,
that guy.
Right?
I mean, he was alive in World War II. And he's still alive now. Yeah, he was in Call of Duty 1.
Who's that?
Captain Price.
He was. So he has. You know what? That's my answer. I think that's my answer. But you know what? No, no, no. It just came to me. Best TV show ever. 24. Jack Bauer. I know he was fishing. Come on now.
He may have been.
And he knows I'm a big 24 fan. So, of course, Jack Bauer is my favorite terrorist fighting retired granddad. And season 8 is going to be the business. And I just started trying to talk to him about it. I want to do a 24 club and talk to him on Spike. But he, why doesn't he want to talk to us?
We'll crack. I don't know. He's Canadian. I need to talk to him. I'll get the shit in the bag.
All right. He's kidding. Because I want 24 club with me, him, Chris, and whoever else wants to talk, and he needs to start talking to us. Jack, love you, buddy, but you need to start talking to us.
Yeah, maybe he's got a fucked up voice or something.
Maybe he sounds like
weird.
Like one of the.
Oh wait,
are
we talking about Jack
something?
Who won't talk to us?
Yeah,
well, I'm confused right now.
Yeah,
holy shit,
kind of confused me too. Anyway, this was signed Jack. Is that poop on my cheeseburger?
No, it's peanut butter.
It's peanut butter. Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah. You ever do that on a cheeseburger? Peanut butter? It's good.
No.
I had peanut butter and banana sandwich.
I don't think that could ever be good, but if you say so. Hey, I didn't think peanut butter and pancakes would be good. But
I have not steered you wrong on the peanut butter yet.
That is very true. That is very true.
Not steered you wrong. It's good shit. All right. So I guess that's the end of the emails.
That's all the emails, yeah.
So we do have one more voicemail. Ooh. You guys are familiar with this dude, I'm sure.
And now it's time for another edition of...
Hey, Chris.
Random Questions from Aces High.
All right, hey, guys. The first question for this week is, are you a tit or ass man? The second question is, what is your favorite Asian food? And finally, the last question is, what's a good prank that you thought, or a prank that you thought was going to be good, but it went wrong, and it was funny for a different reason, or it just sucked?
Oh, wow. This is one of those questions. That last one is one I wish I knew like 3 days ago.
You have access to the email, Jeff.
Huh? Fine.
You have
I know, but I do this on purpose. I'm like, I do not want to hear the emails till we record because I feel it gives a more honest and sincere answer.
Okay.
Or confusion, or let the other people answer before I do. So, on that note, Jason.
Yeah. Tits or ass? I gotta say, this is tough. Tits can be very deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can look great in a sweater, but you know,
and
as soon as they get unsheathed, you know, it could all fall apart.
The ass could be the same way, though, dude. You could be wearing a certain
droop
pair of
nearly as they don't droop nearly as bad.
Not as nearly as bad, but it can happen.
So yeah, those boobs are so deceiving. But I mean, they're the most fun to play with. So I gotta say, yeah, boobs.
You know what? I have to go boobs too. Is even though I love a nice ass, don't get me wrong, but I usually notice boobs first, especially if they're walking towards me.
Mm-hmm. True.
Boobs. Yeah. But I appreciate a nice ass more than boobs, but I just notice boobs first.
Gotcha.
I'm on the fence. That is such a cop out. So I don't. Boobs.
It's so wrong to like them
and
all.
Boobs is so much fun to say.
Boobs.
I like boobs.
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 Tatars.
So, Travis.
He asked either, you know, one of the two, and I'll have to agree boobs too, but if I have my choice, I'm a leg man.
Really?
I like legs. Right. You can't be deceived by legs. Shorts or pants. Legs are what I've always been a leg guy. That's important to me. So, but to answer his question, boobs are more important than butt. Yeah.
All right. Cool. I'm going to answer for Chris. Boobs. Because he talks about him all day long. He's a perv. I can say this.
Loves
he's
the
here.
Boobs.
Right. All right. What was the next one? Chinese food favorite.
Favorite.
It's easy.
General. So I don't even think that's really Asian though. But I mean, it's available at Chinese restaurants across the U.S. So, but that's my favorite.
That's good stuff.
Hmm.
I'm a sesame chicken kind of guy.
Yeah.
Sesame chicken.
I'm a big fan of lemon chicken actually. Lemon chicken or. The like chicken chow mein.
Chicken chow mein.
I love that shit.
Chinese chicken.
Yeah.
All right. What was the last one? Oh, a prank
this is the
that,
hard
that
one
went wrong.
Because I know I have these, but I'm like, I need to think.
I got a great one.
I do too. Mine's very easy and very recent.
Go ahead.
Leaving the show. I wasn't really going to leave the show, and then people started sending emails.
And now
I miss you. And
now
I really got to go through with it.
Yeah, guys, me coming on the show was actually a big joke. Like my whole name in green thing, that wasn't even real. And then it's your fault,
sucker.
So
no, actually, I can't think of any.
I got a really good one if you guys can't think of one, so I'll give you some time to think of it. This is actually my Modern Warfare buddy, Boondock. We were living together in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we had about three or four of us shared this house, and one guy worked the graveyard shift, and we were all up one night playing SOCOM 1, actually, having a good time. We're just, you know, drinking, having a good time with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a buddy with me. That visited from my old hometown, this guy Frank, and he made the mistake of falling asleep early. So you know, within our group, you knew it was a cardinal sin to fall asleep early because we were going to fuck with you. You do not fall asleep early in our house.
Tater tots?
No, it was not tater tots. Actually, our roommate who worked the graveyard shift that I mentioned earlier had left a bag of Doritos sitting on the side of the couch.
Okay.
And we had a cat. So we went to the litter box and scooped the poop out of the cat litter box. Whoa. And put it in the bag of Doritos.
Oh, no.
And my buddy Frank that came and visited, who never visited again, you know, he was sleeping on the couch. I'm like, Frank, dude. Here's some Doritos. I got some Doritos for you, buddy. Want to eat them? He's like, no, I'm sleeping. Okay. Well, fuck, this didn't work. This was supposed to be funny. This didn't work. Well, we sat the Doritos down. Well, we were really famous. We were, you know, young, you know, so we were really famous for just staying up all night and playing video games. Mm-hmm. Well, we were getting to the point where, you know, me and my buddy Boondock, who, for sake of privacy, I'll call him Jonathan Peel, and he... we were sitting up, we were finishing up, sun had come up, you know, it was about 7:30 in the morning, and our buddy, I forgot his name, came in through, you know, after his shift, and he's like, hey guys, what's going on? I'm not really tired, you want to stay up for a little bit? Oh yeah, sure. Oh, my Doritos, you didn't eat them.
Oh, no.
And we were like... my buddy Jonathan looked at me. He's like, "Don't say anything." And he put his hand in that bag of Doritos with the cat shit in it. And he was like, "What the fuck is in this bag?"
Oh god!
And we started laughing our asses off because he had a hand full of cat shit.
Oh,
so it was never even meant for him. And
but it worked out.
It worked out, but it wasn't. You know, it went wrong, but it went right. Oh, so right. That's my story.
I do that remind me of a couple, but the funniest one I can remember, which I don't even know how funny this is gonna make in translation to like an audio show, but this is back when a buddy of mine, he used to be huge into like video editing and stuff like that, and he got some kind of like Adobe or something like that, some kind of program.
Ooh,
to edit
the
stuff.
Adobes.
And
those are nice.
We were like, somehow we were downloading porn, obviously, on the computer. And then he's like, "Dude, this program
makes
so." So he's like, "You can make anything like a blue screen. You can put anything up against, like, we can just put it against the wall here. Put you doing something, and you can put it into anything." So he's like, "Dude, totally." Like my buddy of mine's like, "Dude, totally. Like, put me up against the wall. Like, make me licking that girl's tit." And we're like, "That'd be funny. Do it." So we videotaped him just like licking nothing and like putting it on the screen, whatever, and then we were like, okay, we'll do something with it and we'll show you later today or whatever. It's like, all right, cool. So that night my buddy had like a party and a bunch of people came over, and we're like, all right, cool. Like, everyone's like, there's probably like 40 some odd people in this guy's, well, his parents' house at the time. Of course, they went away for the weekend, and it was like, yeah, party! And we're like, everyone gather in the room here. This is some cool shit starring our buddy Brett. So he's all excited, like, this is going to look awesome. We're looking at this, like, girl with, like, big boobs, titty, and whatever. So there's, like, I think we managed to cram about 20 people into this room because it was a small, like, little computer room kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we thought this was hilarious. What we actually did was... we actually superimposed it, making it look like he was giving a dude head.
Yeah.
Like on the porno.
Yeah.
And we thought it was hilarious.
Of course.
And he saw that and he got pissed.
What?
Like, no, like he got really pissed. And we were like, is it the algo? Like, everyone else, of course, was laughing. And I guess he might have been kind of the guy who's like, doesn't like people laughing at him, I guess. Yeah. And it was funny. We all thought it was hilarious, but it turned into, this is one hilarious thing to, okay, we got to calm this guy down. Okay. no, seriously, dude, it was a joke. Dude, it was actually going to be me originally, but something happened with the footage and we had to put you in there and it was going to be like a good thing for the party and just, well, the dude had a, you looked like you enjoyed it. That's all I'm saying.
You know? He loved the cock.
That was pretty bad because that took like a good hour of being like, seriously, don't beat something up. We calm you. Look here, have a beer. Seriously, have a beer.
Nobody that's, really. Hey,
by the way, stand up against this wall and pretend you're licking a girl's tits. Seriously, no, for real this time. We're actually no. You're not gonna be that guy. No, whatever. But yeah, that was pretty bad. It was funny though. Still,
good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. The crazy shit us guys do to each other.
That's it. Thank you, Aces.
Thanks, Aces. Man.
Good stuff.
All right. I guess that's it, huh?
No. We have something
else
to do.
We have to give something away. We
that's
do have to give
right.
Something away.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Yeah, because I'm kind of stunt Chris tonight. So.
Well, it's,
oh,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, we have to give away a game. What game are we giving away?
We're giving away Duke Nukem 3D, dude.
Nukem 3D. Now, let me preface this. I don't have any music. I'm using the new computer. I don't have any tunes on here.
But we can just sing a cappella. Let's
do it. You do whatever you feel as though you need to. So I've already prepped myself. I've got the list of people up. I did my thing on random.org, and that's that gave me...
Ow.
What's that? Yeah, as I even did right the random.org. I actually did this like a half hour ago. Anyway, number 8, oh my god, that is Tracy Sarenson.
The Tracy ladies. Sarenson. Ladies winning something tonight.
A guy could be named Tracy.
Oh, that could be named Tracy.
Oh, you well, if you're really a dude, I am really sorry.
Anyway, Tracy.
Blame it on the rain.
Yeah. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Tracy, you are the proud owner of Duke Nukem 3D, courtesy of Good Old Games, GOG.com.
That's a website.
That is a website.
It is a website.
It's one of our favorite websites.
It's a good site.
For real, that site is so nice.
It's my first time with a really nice computer, and I've been all over GOG. I'm really excited about buying some stuff.
Yeah. Steam. Gotta get that.
Is that good?
You gotta get that.
I'll look into that.
Check it out on the sites. Anyway, congrats once again, Tracy.
Congrats, and if you're a guy, I'm sorry.
If you're not, give me a call.
Exactly. Holla. We are boob men, by the way.
Yes.
But if you have nice legs, you can holler at my way.
There you go. All right, this is getting creepy. Let's move on.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, well, before we go into... Anything else?
Wrap
anyone got anything to say, Jason? Anything? Anything you working on soon? What's
news? I mean, I could make a big scene, but I'm not gonna. You're gonna see me very soon, so and hear me very soon. So
make a big scene.
It.
Do it.
At least give thanks. Give thanks to the emails and the thread. Man, the thread was unbelievable.
Absolutely,
like, the love was there.
I know. I'm shy though. I'm very shy.
No, you're not.
Are you kidding?
I put on a good show. I'm like I curl up in a ball inside. Really, I do. Anyway, for real though, it has been pretty magical these past 2 years. I'm gonna miss doing the show on a weekly basis. No, I'm not really, because I'm gonna be working on other stuff.
You'll be too busy to miss it.
Serious business time. No, I am seriously. You know, we really took interactive distractions to heart when we started to do this show, when we really wanted to focus on community and interacting with you guys. And it has been so amazing meeting so many cool people and forging these really, lifelong friendships, Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm never going to forget anything like that. Pope, I'm going to miss you the most.
Stop lying. I'm kidding, Pope, kind of.
But no, good shit. I mean, it really has been so much fun, and I've learned a ton, and it's just been a great overall experience. So yeah, I'm eager to branch out, eager to serve up some new content to you guys, and I'm definitely eager to, keeping those friendships alive.
Yep, and he's not leaving. He's just not going to be on the Idle Podcast that often. That's pretty much what's going down, so.
Yep.
He's still going to be around.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Travis, good luck, man.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks. I'm excited.
You're going to need it.
That being said, Travis did a great job the first time he was on. We didn't realize he was kind of like trying out for the gig.
Did not know. That's why I was a little nervous, but I wasn't. Yeah. Not
well, that's
that
what we
nervous.
Said. We're like, hey, we can probably just bring him on, whatever, and just see what happens. But yeah. Don't say anything.
Don't tell him.
Right? So, but you did a good job. This is your first official show, dude, and I think you did amazing. Mm-hmm. All positive things all around, basically. I think
cool. It's
nothing but the best for the Indus label overall.
Right. And it's only going to get better.
Jeff, call me.
I will.
Okay.
All right, so question of the week.
Yeah.
Harlock brought up his little man cave he had going. He's saying he's worried about whether or not to cover up his games or show off his games. And I figured, you know what? A lot of people nowadays seems to be the thing. You know what? Build up a kind of game room, kind of man cave or whatever. So I want to hear if you people out there, if you were to design or build your dream man cave or game room, what would it entail? What would be in it? How would you do it?
Jeff would be in my man cave.
Mm.
Again?
Every man cave needs a good Canadian.
So that's basically explain. You know
what?
We're talking about video games, Jason.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Get your head out of the gutter. We're talking about video games. Man cave. Yeah. We're not saying like fudge cave.
Right.
It's man cave. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just, you know what? You're not going to be here next week.
Crystal clear. Gotcha. Yeah,
you can write an email, though.
Just hey.
Saying. You could send an email. And you know, I'll read it.
I'm all excited now.
You will read it. So you can send your answers to the question of the week. Email, voicemail, whatever, too. 706-760-4337.
By Job, I think that's almost leet.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Yeah. that's right. As we can hit up our voicemail line. If you don't want into the, if you're not into the voicemail, wow, I'm stuttering and slurring
it's all over
myself.
Awesome. You can get through this, man.
It's good. You can reach us at our email address, which is interactivedistractions@gmail.com. That is interactivedistractions@gmail.com.
Is that all one word? I would assume it's all lowercase.
He did it. Yes.
And where's my change of pants? You also hit us
wearing
up,
pants this time? Wow.
At our Facebook group, Interactive Distractions, where we promise we're going to start updating that stuff more often than we were before.
We're definitely going to see some good stuff from Facebook. I do want to say that.
Travis has been charged with that.
That's right.
Some really good stuff.
His first acting job, I think, was to say, we don't really want to do this MySpace thing anymore, do we?
I didn't even know we had a MySpace.
Yeah, they sent me the thing. You want to take care of MySpace and Facebook? I said, I'll take care of Facebook because MySpace is trash. So, yeah, pretty Facebook, much. You'll see some stuff from it.
But you can jump on the Twitter bandwagon. You can follow us at Interactive Distractions Podcast. Mm-hmm. Or individually, you can hook us up at Indus Travis.
Hey.
New one. There you go. That's Indus me. Jason.
New guy.
Indus Chris. Who, unfortunately, again, couldn't make it, but he will be back next week. And it's Jeff.
G-off.
Yeah, G-O-F-F. So, yeah, you can hit us up on iTunes. If you feel like, if you have some free time on your hands and you like the show, write us a review or something like that. It's always a good thing. Get us out there to more listeners. So if you want to go ahead and do that, that would be amazing.
Please do.
If you don't like the show, just remember what your mama told you. If you can't say something nice.
Don't
you're
say
probably anything. An asshole.
You're probably an asshole. All right, that is pretty much it, I think. Unless I'm forgetting something. Again.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Chris will let us know.
Yeah. Cool. All right, well,
re-record the entire episode.
This bullshit, we're doing it again. Fuck it. On that note, keep playing your games, and we'll see you next week.
I'm Jason.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff. We did that in totally the wrong order. That is fucking awesome.
Yeah, kind of. Sorry. Yeah. It's okay.
Whatever. Fuck it. See you later. 106.